not this again.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow. You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel. It's like a chamois, it's like a towel, it's like a sponge. A regular towel doesn't work wet. This works wet or dry. This is for the house, the car, the boat, the RV. ShamWow holds 20 times its weight in liquid. Look at this. It just does the work. Why do you want to work twice as hard? Doesn't trip. Doesn't make a mess. You wring it out, you wash it in the washing machine. Made in Germany. You know the Germans always make good stuff.
I really love my ShamWow. 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 Where the f*** is my ShamWow? Somebody stole my f***.
And now.
Never thought I'd see the name.
Time to change it.
It's a hell of a thing.
You can't say hell over the radio.
Why not?
Those are the rules.
Jesus.
You can't say Jesus either.
Our feature presentation.
By the way, those ShamWows are BS.
What?
Oh, don't tell me that.
I used my ShamWow this
morning. BS. How dare you?
I cleaned up doggy pee with it. It was very exciting.
It wasn't very exciting.
It just sucked it up.
First of all, it was 2 weeks ago today that Ralph started talking about the ShamWow, and Lisa and I immediately went online and ordered ours.
Right.
Lisa apparently has already received hers and is using it. Mine still hasn't arrived.
Oh, you still haven't gotten it?
Still don't have my ShamWow.
I have like 50 of them.
Lisa came here yesterday, and after Ralph was talking about it, about how it is the greatest thing ever in the history of man.
Which it is.
We tried it. So we took one of Lisa's, and I just poured some water on the floor. And put it on the carpet and I put it down on it. And, you know, it kind of sucked it up some.
Well, that's what it's supposed to do, is suck it up some.
Right. No, it isn't. It's supposed to suck up every single cell of water plus the way you guys talk about it. A paper towel can suck it up. So I stepped on it and it, you know, it sucked up a little bit more. And I'm telling you, it wasn't 1% different than a paper towel. Not 1%.
Rob goes, "You're not doing it right." And he starts like rolling it up and then rolling it around on the carpet. Like, that's going to do something.
You're not doing it right. Picking up a spill.
It works good on cement.
That's fantastic. I'm saying no better than a paper towel.
Yeah. Well, I think the point is not to use paper towels.
Oh, it's a go green thing?
Is well, that what for it me, is? It is.
Well,
paper towels certainly work good, but for me.
I don't think that's how they market it. I mean, I think they market it
That's because people like you could give a rat's ass about Go Green, but I think that's part of it anyway.
They market it that if you dropped it in the ocean, you could walk from here to Japan. I mean, that's the way they make it sound.
Right, that is the way they make it sound, and it's total BS.
Well, that better not be the case.
It's got a great name. It has a wow at the end of it, so it's funny.
And I got 50 of them.
She got 50 of them. I'm telling you, it's just 5% better than a paper towel. That's about it.
That might be true. That might be true.
I'm sorry,
really?
Lisa, I didn't hear that.
That might be true?
That
what?
Might be true. I mean, I used one ShamWow to clean up the, you know, urine. And it would have taken like 4 paper towels to take care of the same. But then you have to wash it, so I don't know. Are you any...
ShamWow holds 20 times its weight in liquid.
Is that true? 20 times its weight?
Well, how much do paper towels hold? I mean, paper towels don't weigh
19 times
anything.
Their weight. I'm telling you, it's very little difference except for marketing.
Olympic divers, they use it as a towel.
Is that true?
Of course, here comes Ralph.
Olympic divers use it as a towel?
Well, how are we supposed to make sure if Olympic divers use it as a towel? I don't know.
Just play the clip.
Just play the clip.
Lisa just said it would take her 4 paper towels to clean up what she did with one
That's
ShamWow.
True.
And you probably had plenty of room left over on the ShamWow, didn't you?
Well, you can certainly wring it out.
And it probably didn't even fill up when you used it the first time, right? You could have sopped up more stuff if you had
probably.
To. And then you wash that, and then you have that for 10 years.
I also have 40 more.
Exactly. You are set for spills for life.
I really don't need paper towels
You
anymore.
Never need another paper towel.
And that's good. That makes me happy. I'm glad I bought the ShamWow.
Good for you, but that's not what Ralph's saying. That's not how it's marketed. You're the only person that brought up being green. That's the only person. Ralph talks about it because it'll sop up his body weight and and I did it. I put it down on the floor. I pushed on it. Then I stepped on it. He told me, "You're doing it wrong."
You got to tamp it down. You got to
get a knuckle thing. You
exactly.
Doing. You use them instead of towels Play now, don't
clip.
You?
Play the clip. Yeah, I do use them.
You know, the Germans always
make
good stuff.
You don't need towels anymore.
Play that again. We didn't hear that.
You know, the Germans always make good stuff.
That's right. The Germans make good stuff on top of it.
Well, I often am a day late on material getting out to the island, so maybe today I'll have my ShamWow.
But for big things like drying your car off when you wash it and that kind of stuff, huge advantage.
I bet it's great.
Yeah, oh, I'll bet it's amazing after what we saw yesterday in the office.
Drying your dog off after you give your dog a bath?
That's
huge advantage.
I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, it's
I'll do
so
that
great.
Today.
So
I'll
great.
Let you know tomorrow.
Because usually you get a towel or something, you get your dog sort of dry, you know, but use one of these. Yes. It really gets the dog a lot drier, which is better for the dog and better for you.
And when you start to drying off your car after you wash it, that towel is soaked. You can't use it again. You can wring it out all you want. It's still too wet to continue to dry the car.
You need a bunch of towels.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the ShamWow is the answer.
Denied!
I put one.
Says the guy who doesn't have it yet and hasn't tried it yet.
Oh, he's going to love a ShamWow. You better be careful they don't drop it off the side of the ferry on the way to the island, Bean. Yeah. Because
that's a good point.
It will just sop up all of the Pacific Northwest.
It will sop up about 5% more than a paper towel. I'll tell you that.
And then you could just walk to Seattle, Bean, from your island if the ShamWow gets in the water there.
I think Kevin just hates to see people happy.
That's what it is.
I don't. I love people
progress.
You know what I don't like?
He hates innovation, and he hates the Germans. We found that out for sure.
Well,
and they make good stuff.
That's what I hear.
That's why he hates them, because they make good stuff.
They make good stuff.
It says in giant letters, made in Germany.
It does.
They're very proud of that.
We are taking your calls in a minute for Kevin Beats' What It Do Nephew. If you have personal ShamWow experience, perhaps you can add that to the list of things you can call us with at 1-800-520-1067.
You guys say I'm a hater, but here's the problem is that you guys go so far over the top about something that's just so barely above average.
Yeah,
that it demands somebody to stand up and go, wait, it's nowhere near what you're saying.
Oh, I see. Well,
so you're doing it as an advocate for the people.
I'm the truth police.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Kevin, was walking on the moon, a stroll in the park to you?
Oh,
why are you
right.
guys exaggerating, making it sound like it's all hard? You just
they
walk
go
the moon.
To this
I can
place.
Walk.
They're just walking. That's all they're doing.
I can
do that.
They're just step outside my front door and do that.
Stupid moon landing.
Why do you hate?
Trying to refocus things, guys. This is not the truth. The truth is it does sop up water a little bit better than a paper towel. And that's it. That's all. There's nothing more than that. It's not that God's gift. Oh, you guys are both just high.
I don't know, man.
And Bean is fighting me. And Bean is fighting me and hasn't ever tried it.
You don't get the wow or the sham.
Oh, I get the wow. The wow's the BS. The sham? That's a sham.
You can't wring out a paper towel and reuse it.
The ShamWow never tears apart. That's another huge advantage.
Okay, but let's stick to the first advantage and the only one that matters, which Ralph has been beaten over the head with, which is it picks up 5,000 times its body weight and blah, 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 blah.
Yes,
F you.
I've always said
it's 5% better than a paper towel. Maybe even to a paper towel. Maybe.
It's so much better than a paper towel.
Oh, hi.
On so many levels.
Hi.
What if you have a stain on your carpet and you have to really rub to get it out? If it's like red wine or cola or something like that, that paper towel is going to shred in your hands. It's going to fall to pieces.
That does happen. That is true.
ShamWow will not shred.
Let me tell you what I do. I put a piece of ShamWow next to my doormat, and I take my dogs on a walk, and they get their paws all wet or something.
Right.
I just have them, you know, stamp on it, do a little cha-cha-cha on the ShamWow.
Bone dry.
Boom, ready to go in
and
my house.
And then they walk into your carpet, and you go, you didn't do it right. That's what you yell at them.
You couldn't do that with a paper towel, though. Their claws, tear right up. Tear right up.
Seems
so
like
high.
A lot of ShamWow love in the room, Kevin.
Idea, Mike. Thank I am going to do that, too.
It's a little piece of ShamWow right there by the doormat.
All right. I am finding so many uses for my ShamWow.
Hey, Lisa, I know you're being funny and all, but yesterday in the office, less than impressive.
It was less than impressive.
Thank you.
But you have to stand on it. I think you have to stand on it.
I stood
water,
on it.
Not really.
Yes, I did.
When I do it at home with towels, you jump on it, right?
Yeah.
You can't
just,
it doesn't just suck it up out of the carpet like that.
Like Ralph promised it would?
Maybe it's a different kind of carpet.
Oh, fuck you.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
You don't get a ShamWow then. You don't get to use it ever. You never get to use the ShamWow.
I don't get
plenty
to use it once.
Calls, by the
never.
Way. We have plenty of calls, so we're ready to defend.
Let's do it. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Get on the air, get a prize. How about two great things that don't go together, including Stained and Papa Roach at the San Manuel Casino on December 18th. Plus,
you know what you do for Stained? ShamWow.
Plus,
sucks that band right up.
A copy of Quantum of Solace, the video game.
Ooh.
Both are on sale now, and you get them both for being on with us on the phone.
That video game looks awesome, too, by the way.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Bill in Huntington Beach. Bill's got my back. Good morning.
What it do, nephew? What it do?
What it do, Bill?
Kevin, you're a douchebag. The ShamWow is amazing.
Amazing!
And
says
by amazing,
Bill from Huntington Beach.
And by amazing, you mean 5% better than a paper towel.
No.
On a good day.
It soaked up a big spill. My cat dropped out of her water bowl.
See?
One ShamWow.
Cat drop.
What else can suck up cat water?
Wow.
But the ShamWow.
Lisa's right. You could have died there if you didn't have your ShamWow. You know what the ShamWow has? A great name. That's it. A great name.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying.
Hard going through life as cynical as you, just hating everything.
I hadn't even made up my mind until yesterday when it came and I tried it.
Being all just grumpy all the time.
And then I tried to soak it up and Ralph started yelling at me about how I was doing wrong. Doing wrong. I was like, come.
It comes with instructions.
Yeah, if you need to read instructions, you're an a-hole.
Well, I know you feel about reading anything.
It's a sham. It's a rag.
It's not. It's a ShamWow.
Yeah, it needs instructions. It's also
complex.
It was
a rag. It could be called the RagWow.
Hey,
let's talk to line 7. Brian is in a new community in Southern California I'm looking forward to visiting called Nunnington Park.
Oh, Nunnington. Nunnington. A lot of religious people down there.
That's not weird. A very fun town. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning. What did you do, nephew?
What did you do?
Yeah, that ShamWow thing blows. It's the worst product I've ever used in my life.
What?
Really?
Not only does it not dry anything, by the time you're done washing your car, you got another 30 minutes just taking the lint off.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think you have a faux ShamWow.
Oh, really? Yeah, is there a bad company someplace outside of Germany that's making them?
There are people who try to make replicas. You know, try knockoff ShamWows, and they're shabby products. You probably got it at the flea market or something, right?
Or he's correct and it blows.
No.
It's the real product. It's just made in Germany crap. I'm like, why don't we just stick to the good old things made in the U.S. of A?
Oh.
We don't make anything anymore. That's why.
Go America.
That's right.
Ralph, have you experienced any kind of lint backlash?
I have not had any lint issues with the ShamWow.
Okay. What a surprise.
But I don't live in Nunnington Park. Maybe they have different atmospheric conditions down there.
Could be weird out there. All right, let's talk to Mike in Upland real quick on line 8. This will be the final word on the greatness of the ShamWow. Hey, Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby?
What's going on?
Why on earth are you guys wasting airtime talking about this conversation? This is something that old people talk about in Florida. You guys need to retire and move to Florida. This is ridiculous.
Dude, we could be changing people's lives right now with the ShamWow.
Or wasting their time, one or the other.
Mike, do you have a Sham? Do you have a ShamWow?
No, I passed.
Then I don't care what you think.
That's right. And you don't matter.
Wait a minute.
You don't matter. You're meaningless.
Because there are two types of people in the world. Those that have the ShamWow and recognize its greatness, and those that just want the ShamWow but haven't gotten there yet. Those are the two kinds that matter.
And let me follow up with that. Bean, do you have a ShamWow? I don't care what you think.
But I'm in the second group that wants it badly and can't wait for it to run.
There's not a group that wants it badly that counts. Your opinion doesn't count. If you have
the people
sure
who
it
have it or the people who are going to get it. Those are the only two people that matter.
Jesus would focus on the people who wanted God in their lives and those who rejected him. And Bean is one who wants to welcome the ShamWow into his heart.
All right, let's go to Brent.
Fall on my knees and pray.
And when it's not that good, you're going to say, wow, Kevin was looking out for me. He really had the truth.
Put a ShamWow under each knee while you're praying, and it will soak up stains in your carpet.
Brent, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, the ShamWow's been around since the 80s. It used to be called the Shammy. It was at, like, car shows and...
yeah, right. That they showed you. That's how you drive your car.
The chamois is just short for chamois, which is the type of fabric, the French fabric that they would use to soak stuff up. This is a synthetic chamois.
No, the ShamWow is just a good marketing name.
That's what I'm saying. It has a great product. Name. They added wow to the name, and all of a sudden you guys are falling all over it.
No, it's not exactly the same material.
It's not the same as a ShamWow or a
chamois. I was rocking a chamois back in the 80s like it was nothing.
See?
Oh, I didn't know you were rocking it like it was nothing.
Brent was doing chamois before they were cool.
I think what Ralph is saying is they are related. They have a similarity in composition, but they are not the same product. The ShamWow is an improvement over the old school chamois.
I'm going with the chamois. The ShamWow is a piece of crap.
That's what I'm talking about. All right.
Says the guy who doesn't know.
Okay. That's right. You know, I've done the research. I've done the research. Don't be glib.
All right. Let's change topic real quick and talk to Mike in Anaheim. He's on line 1. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew, Tuesday morning. Hey, Mike, what's up?
What It Do, Nephew?
What's going on?
Hey, I was wondering if you guys know anything about Jose Canseco and the Danny Bonaducci match.
Mike, you're shaking your head. Yes, what's the? I know that's his life now. Is that he goes around trying to
boxes?
Fight? And Bonaducci is actually pretty scared about this fight because usually going into his fights, he's pretty confident he could beat the guy's ass. And Canseco is a monster of a man. Danny Bonaducci is like 5'4".
Yeah,
I mean, come on now, we got a big old steroid eating monster, and Danny's in good shape.
But
I'll give him that. But what's he going to do? Hit him in the kneecaps?
Jose Canseco recently did another type of celebrity charity boxing match against a sports broadcaster in Philadelphia and got his ass thumped.
So, oh, really?
Canseco did?
Yeah. Oh. And Danny's a tough, tough dude. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
I would love to see Danny knock that fool out,
But there's a big problem.
I would love to see that fool
knock
Danny out.
There's a big problem in reach and stuff. I mean, Jose Canseco's got to be like 6'4", at least.
Jeez,
and Danny Bonaducci's like 5'4". So...
You know what, Bonaducci could put a ShamWow inside his gloves?
Yeah. Soak him
boom.
Up.
Boom. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, that's kind of funny if you ask me, that whole scenario. But
he does it for the paycheck.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah. Look, I know he's in radio. If I ever get to the point in my career where I have to supplement my income with boxing former baseball players, please just shoot me.
No way. That'll be the best time ever to see giant gawky Bean out there with gloves on.
Please don't let me end up in some sort of a faux celebrity boxing thing on the weekends. That's not the career I'm hoping for.
That would be the best thing ever.
Come on.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
It's Tuesday, the 11th of Blovember.
Cham.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Excellent. We have a Kira Klessner who's divorcing his team. He loves the Oakland Raiders. He loved the Oakland Raiders. No longer loves them. Feels like there's no commitment to excellence. And he's waving goodbye.
That doesn't happen much, right? Hardcore fans never leave. That's the whole point.
I think there are a lot of cases where the teams don't deserve that hardcore following, which they get because fans are better than teams. Right. I mean, it's been a long time since a team has really kind of... been as loyal to the fans as the fans are to the team.
Yeah.
It's a new world, and the teams, they move players around all the time. There's no real...
True.
Well, the Raiders fans, in particular of any team, have really been jerked around by the fact that the team keeps moving, too, by the way.
Sure, there's that.
I mean, if you're an old-school Oakland Raider fan, and then they move to L.A., how did that not break your heart?
Right.
And then they're in L.A., and then they move back. And how does that not piss off all the people here? I mean, they're doing everything they can on top of now having the biggest payroll in football and almost the worst record.
Plus, we'll continue with the Kevin Amin Shirts Till It Hurts charity drive.
Okay.
We are the company will not make any more T-shirts, so we're just going to get your old crappy ones. You've got to have like an old, Cosby Show shirt that's just worn out in the back of your closet or something. So we're collecting those so that we can give them away. We're going to talk to Beer Mug today. He's going to be on location.
That's outrageous!
And on today's show, we have John Noble just after 6 o'clock, who is on Fringe, I'm sorry, and he's amazing on that program.
Yeah, I've never seen him before, I don't think.
I don't know that I have either.
The guy's in his 50s. He's probably been acting his whole life, but he's awesome.
He was in the Lord of the Rings movies, I know that.
Was he?
Oh, was he?
Yeah, but there were so many people in those movies that all were, older guys.
Oh, he was Gollum.
It'd be easy to miss him. No?
No.
No, he wasn't.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, plus an instant request, and we'll tell you about the Knight Rider series and how it's already going under.
Oh, no. Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I think it started yesterday, and it's going under already, so that's not going to be good. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz. .7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
What are you eating there that you're not quite done with?
Well, man
piss.
Some breakfast.
Some man piss.
Ralph, your friend John Noble from TV's Fringe joined us after the top of the hour. I know you love that mad scientist on that show.
He is so brilliant on that show. He is the hub of the wheel.
He makes it.
He's the center of the show that keeps it from being just another sort of X-Files kind of procedural drama. His character really just makes that show special.
The storylines are really out there, and he's what makes it work.
He's more out there than they are. He's the craziest loon on TV, but he's fascinating.
Well, we'll ask him about the ShamWow since he's a scientist. He should know. But that'll be coming up.
He probably
invented
it in the basement at Harvard when he was working for the government back in the 70s. And they took his work from him.
About 10 after 6 o'clock, we'll hear from actor John Noble. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday morning. What's going on?
So NBC tells everyone how much we love the Knight Rider.
Right.
They give it a full order, which in TV lingo means they ordered a couple episodes to see how it would do, and then they ordered a complete season because they're so much behind this series.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So once they did that, they realized it's not going well.
Uh-oh.
And they have...
Because it sucks?
Well, there's that. They have fired three of the main characters on the show, three of the main actors. Sydney, Tamia Poitier, Yancey Arias, and Bruce Davison. We're all fired.
Right.
And they're rebooting the show in terms of how they're going to do it. We're moving away from the Terrorist of the Week formula, says the producer, closer to the original, making a show about a man and his car going out and helping more regular people.
So they're keeping the car. They did not fire the car.
Car is on. Okay. Everyone else is in danger.
But how much help do regular people need?
I guess we'll have to find out. If you can find them, the A-Team. Oh, no, that's a different show. Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting concept. They take their Bond seriously in England. James Bond's Quantum of Solace has already opened up in the UK. And theater chain in England, the View cinema chain, is banning anyone under 18 from seeing Quantum of Solace. Not because of content.
Why?
Because they find that many adults resent teenagers talking, texting, and noisily eating food in the movies while they're trying to watch the movie.
Amen.
So they're having special screenings where 18-year-olds are not... If you're under 18, you're not allowed to attend the movie.
Adults-only
movie viewing.
Wow.
They say if it goes well, it may keep kids out of future movies, even if they're accompanied by adults.
Wow.
Just shut up, is what they're saying, basically.
What kind of craziness is that?
I guess they want to watch James Bond.
Well, so does everyone.
In the way it was intended to be watched, which is in silence and rapt awe.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. Oh, just did that. Britney Spears had a terrifying afternoon when her 2-year-old son, Jaden, was rushed to the hospital. We're starting to get some more information about that. According to MTV, little Jaden had a reaction to something he ingested and had a seizure and had to be taken to the hospital. He was at the Southwest Mississippi Regional Medical Center. But apparently he's okay now and should be released sometime today.
So. Sometimes I throw up.
Yeah, sometimes.
They're lucky they were so close to Mississippi, which is well known for having the best medical care in America.
Sure.
Brittany asked doctors, I'm not supposed to feed him Drano?
Oh, so, wow.
Look, she didn't know.
That hurts.
How is a parent to know what you're supposed to feed your kid?
What an amusingly misguided view.
Oh, that's sad.
Lindsay Lohan. She was a little confused about her sexuality. She gave an interview to the new issue of Harper's Bazaar magazine. How bizarre. And they revealed that she loves Samantha Ronson, loves her girlfriend, she says, but denies she's a lesbian. Then she was asked if she was bisexual. Her answer was, maybe.
Okay.
You're not maybe. If you're in love with a woman and you've been airtight with guys, you're not maybe a bisexual. You just are. Nothing wrong with it. It's the 21st century.
And not that hard to figure out either.
Not that hard to admit.
Yeah.
She says she can't wait to take a walk down the aisle. She can't wait to be married, but she has no idea what sex the person will be.
Well, that sounds like the definition of bisexual to me.
Take one of each, would I recommend.
Sure.
Speaking of bisexuality, Bobby Banhart. He was the winner of the first season of A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila.
Oh.
Okay.
The guy she chose.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Is finally speaking out to the New York Post about Tila Tequila. And you know, I remember in the second season how she kept claiming her heart was broken.
Oh, my heart was broken.
Oh, she said, I know it's like my heart was broken.
200 times an episode.
Yeah.
He tells the New York Post, she never called him back.
Once?
He called her after the show so they could get together. She never called him back once.
That's funny.
He said she is a selfish diva who is cuckoo, in his words.
I'm really secure.
Yeah. How dare you use the word cuckoo in the 21st century? And Paris Hilton had a bean day at the LAX airport yesterday.
Oh, no.
She was on her way to San Francisco, got to the counter to check in, realized she had no ID on her.
Driver's license, nothing?
Nothing. No proper identification.
I hope she said, don't you know who I am?
Oh, you could imagine. She was throwing that around left and right.
Here's but in her defense, the person behind the counter probably could, you know, put eyes on her and see that it really was Paris Hilton.
Or was it? What if it's a well-placed Al-Qaeda duplicate?
What about that?
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point.
So she had to fill out a bunch of paperwork and was fully searched. But they eventually let her on without an ID. Unlike Bean.
And she she was able to board on time with 17 pieces of luggage, by the way, for San Francisco.
What?
What? Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, they shouldn't have let her on just for that.
Just because of that.
They probably let her on because they needed the income, because the airlines are doing so poorly. They needed the charge they would get for 17 pieces of luggage.
Yeah. Yep.
But see, Bean,
I wish we'd all bring 17 pieces of luggage.
Bean can't get on the plane. Paris Hilton gets on the plane.
How about that?
How about that? And it pays to be the daughter of Barack Obama these days.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Billy Ray Cyrus has invited President-elect Obama's children, 10-year-old Malia and 7-year-old Sasha, to appear on Hannah Montana. The show will tape sometime in April. Billy Ray said he couldn't divulge anything else because he has to keep it a secret. It's a national security issue.
Sure, of course.
Now. Obama said in past interviews that Malia is a huge fan of Hannah Montana, and so the producers over there invited the kids to come on the show. Hey, that's when you're happy your dad's the president, when you can go hang out with Hannah Montana.
Start taking advantage of those perks. Why not?
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Stanley Tucci is 48 years old today. Very entertaining, very talented actor. Actress Demi Moore celebrates her 46th birthday. Calista Flockhart from Ally McBeal.
Can't bell that, guys.
She is a no. She is
really
a couple now with Harrison Ford.
She's seen her in a while. Brothers and Sisters.
No,
too.
Lisa, please.
Mm-hmm. She stars in that show.
There is no brothers and/or sisters.
Sally Fields.
There's just not.
Balthazar Getty.
We'd have heard about it, Lisa.
If it's on television, we would have seen it.
We would have known a commercial or something. We would have at least heard that it exists if it were out there, all right?
It's the never-ending cast Lisa keeps adding to Brothers and Sisters. Balthazar Getty, he's on it. Yeah, he's on that show. Sally Fields on it. Yeah, uh-huh.
Who else did you talk about? Paris Hilton on it?
Yeah. Ron Rifkin, he's on it. Sure. Yeah. Whose else's birthday is it today?
LeVar Burton,
yeah, he's on it. Yeah.
He's a star.
She's in it. Yeah, they're all in it. And they dance, and there's magical wood nymphs. Sometimes they hunt bear nude in the bow and arrow. Lisa's losing it. She has a fantasy show going on in her head.
We've known her for so long. I've never known her to hang on to a bit so long. Either after the first 6 months, you'd be, all right, I got some mileage out of that. I clown the guys on Brothers and Sisters. But she keeps going with it.
It's like Rock Me Amadeus for Lisa.
It is.
It really is.
Won't let it go. And if there was a show, wouldn't they call it something other than Brothers and Sisters? It's the most inane name for a show ever. Come on, Lisa, you can make a better name up than that.
Cool. Yeah, that was the only thing that was the first tip to me that she was making the whole thing up is the name was dumb.
Yeah. And actor Leonardo DiCaprio, he is 34 years old today. He's also in Brothers and Sisters.
Oh, he's totally in Brothers and Sisters,
He plays all of the brothers. he has a lot of makeup on. He plays different roles. It's very entertaining. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q.
Is there any way you can do that before the song's over, Kevin?
People wouldn't have known if you guys didn't make a big deal out of it.
I think we can tell. It's Kevin and Bean Sherlock, K-Rock 610. By the way, just debuting yesterday here on the world-famous K-Rock is Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. It's our 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. show. Yes, it's an all-new afternoon Kevin and Bean one-hour show. So that debuted yesterday to mixed results, but they're letting us come back and try it again today. So you might want to check that out. And each day between 5 and 6 this week, we will have tickets for you to go see Metallica that we'll give away sometime in that hour, too.
Well, that should help, right?
I hope.
All right, we got John Noble, who is the actor who makes Fringe work. It's one of my new favorite TV shows. And he is the crazy professor dude that just is unbelievable on that program. And we've been very excited to talk to him for a while. John, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Very good. How are you, sir?
Oh, excellent.
We were talking a few minutes ago, sir, before we brought you on, that a show as fantastical, as far out, as bizarre as Fringe really needs kind of a hub in the middle of a wheel to kind of ground the thing. And I know that's a mixed metaphor, but I think I know what I'm saying is that it's a compliment to you and your fine acting on the show.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's probably the unusual aspect of Fringe. I mean, the show itself kind of defies genre anyway. I don't know that there's been anything quite like it before. I mean, it has elements of other shows, but probably the Walter Bishop character is the loose cannon in the middle of it.
Yeah. Tell people who haven't watched it what the pattern is.
What's evolved is that a series of events have started to happen around the world. If they were one-off, you would say, well, that's just a freak. But there were patterns of very bizarre things happening around the world, and that obviously raised the attention of Homeland Security and so forth. And and the FBI became involved, and this young, obsessive, enigmatic young FBI agent came up with the idea of creating this team to get to the bottom of it. She found this old professor who's been in the mental asylum for 18 years, but he's a genius, and he'd been at the center of all the fringe science back during the Cold War. To get him out, she had to get his estranged son, Josh Jackson, to come. And so this bizarre team was created, and then they added in young Jasika Nicole to come in as the assistant, the constantly bewildered Jasika Nicole. And so that's the team that we have that works through all of these bizarre things and gets to the bottom of what the science may have been.
And they have there's a bar and everyone in it explodes and then they go, hey, I don't know what this is. And then there's, on a bus, they're all frozen statues or whatever. And no one has any idea except for this character, Dr. Walter Bishop, who almost recognizes it instantly as, maybe part of his former
related to work he was doing.
It's really bizarre. And then he explains it and you go, oh, I guess that could happen. Maybe.
John, did you have a good, of course you liked the script, that's why you signed up for it, but did you have a sense that it was going to be as successful as it was when you saw the pilot script?
I did. I really did. It was on such a scale and so bizarre, and obviously the character that I'd written for me was so, I don't know, I mean, it's like a gift to an actor, really, that role. Mm-hmm. And I had a sense that with the J.J. Abrams tag on it, and the fact that it was being so heavily supported by Fox and Warners, that we did have a hit. Obviously in this climate you just never know, and shows go down after 2 or 3 weeks sometimes.
Sure.
But, we've sustained that. We're now considered to be the top show in town, and we in fact got nominated for a People's Choice Award yesterday. So, but I still think we're growing this project. I just think we're still finding our way and finding some amazing things, and that enthusiasm is shared by everyone involved, and the writers are constantly inventing bizarre things. I mean, fancy living inside their heads. I mean, they're crazy people.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
There's no question that it's a water cooler show. I mean, it's the kind of show that people are telling their friends about. And I understand that Fox is going to be moving you in January to after American Idol, which pretty much means you get at least, the rest of this season is going to be, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Well, we're staying where we are Tuesday nights. American Idol is coming in before us.
There you go. That's right.
Replacing House, which is going back to Monday. You couldn't wish for a better sign of faith in a show, really, to have us coming in after American Idol. And I'm so grateful for Fox for showing that faith in us, because there is such a massive audience watch that show. And,
yeah.
And if they stay and watch us, maybe they'll like us as well.
Now, did they write this part for you, or did you, find it through an agent or whatever and go after it?
It was a very strange process. I was in Australia, and I'd heard about this project from my daughter, who's an actor. She said, "Oh, Dad, there's a thing being made. There's a perfect role for you in it." And so I contacted my manager. They said, "Oh no, you're actually too young for that role. They want an older man." And I didn't think any more about it. And then I got a call. "Could you put down a tape?" And it was literally this: "Can you put down a tape?" So I went into the studio in Australia. My daughter read against me. We did a tape, and I was cast off the tape, which is very unusual.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you had to move, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, look, it's fantastic. We shot the pilot in Toronto, and now we're filming in New York. So, it's a great adventure. And my family, my wife's with me, and the kids have all been to visit, and Sam works in L.A., so mm-hmm. It's been a great experience. And fancy being in America at this time. I mean, what an exciting time to be here.
It is. Although I agree with you, Mr. Noble, but I will tell you that I was furious at Barack Obama last Tuesday night because of his stupid election. They didn't put Fringe on. You know what I mean? I mean, he preempted your show, and that would make me very angry.
A lot of people felt the same way, and they felt the same way about that other thing called the World Series,
Sure.
It's a matter of priorities, isn't it? I have to say, though, I was glued to the television Tuesday night with tears rolling down my face. Such a triumph of democracy, and two great Americans fighting it out in the Star Lord.
Well, let's have this conversation again in a year and see how we all feel about our choice. That's the only caution I'll give
regardless of that, I just think it was democracy at its best. That's what I was so excited about.
We are famous for our peaceful transfers of power. We should all be proud of that. You're absolutely right. So Fringe has been off for 2 weeks. It is back tonight with a new episode, and I understand we're going to meet some new faces on the show tonight that are going to be very important to the plot line down the road.
You'll meet an FBI agent and his wife who all I'll say is they are not what they And we take our guest actors pretty seriously. And one of the rules is it's actually better to be killed on Fringe because you might get to come back.
That's true.
Oh, fantastic!
Because of the John Scott character who's still there after he was killed in the pilot. And that's just one of our running jokes.
I have a little montage of clips from Dr. Walter Bishop. He is brilliant, in his field, but he's also a little bit obsessed with food.
Walter!
Was I humming? I thought it was in my head.
We have this horrible butterscotch pudding on Mondays. It's dreadful.
It's Thursday.
Fantastic news.
What formula are you rattling off at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Formula for root beer.
If you were going out, could you bring me back some cotton candy?
Blue, not pink.
I need something very important.
What?
Aluminum foil.
Why?
Your life depends on it.
While you're out,
if you see a chance to get me a root beer float, that would be wonderful.
We've learned.
Well done. Together, congratulations.
The program is called Fringe. It's not too late to get on board. It airs Tuesday nights at 9 on Fox, and our guest has been actor John Noble. Thanks for joining us, John. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Kevin and Bean, Shirts Till It Hurts is back. We've done this in the past because the station goes broke about halfway through the year, and then we got no money to get stuff to give away to you, the fine K-Rock listener. So this is what we're doing. We're out of K-Rock t-shirts. We are asking you to donate the shirts that you have that you don't wear or want anymore, and then we'll hand those out to other listeners as a free prize.
Yeah, it's not we're not proud of it, but it's really our only option at this point.
Right.
So we brought in a bunch of our old t-shirts. Everybody has those t-shirts that you find. You come across in the closet and you go, why
do I have that?
Why do I still have it? When did I get it? What made me think it was a good idea to keep it in the first place?
Yes.
Those are the kind of shirts that we are looking for. It's kind of like a charity shirt drive. And,
yeah, there you go.
And Beer Mug is going to be in Pasadena today at the Del Taco at 3566 East Foothill Boulevard. I believe he's there now, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And if you have some old t-shirts, the worse and more obscure, the better. Feel free to drop them off. It's like charity to other K-Rock listeners.
I like that.
So when someone calls and says, hey, Kevin, we love the show. Can I have a shirt? We can say yes now rather than no.
Correct.
It's not a K-Rock t-shirt. Maybe it's a free Exxon giveaway shirt with a free fill-up from 1991. But at least you'll have a shirt. At least you'll get something in return.
Lisa May brought in a Sex and the City shirt that has been washed so many times it looks like it fits a fourth grader.
It's for a child now.
Yeah.
It really is.
And she, unfortunately, will not model it. So we don't have that going on.
Sorry, boys.
3566 East Foothill Boulevard in Pasadena is where Beer Mug is and will be throughout the morning show. And you can go to krock.com in the Where It's At department and find out his other locations for the rest of the week. 627 now on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's up with Knight Rider? We've got an exclusive hard-hitting interview in just a few minutes. But right now, it's time for the Kevin and Bean Afro Line.
323-520-AFRO. It's an answering machine 24 hours a day. You can call on any topic, including frequent guests that we have.
I just saw Sustainable Dave on Channel 9. Will somebody stop him, please?
That's what I'm saying. This dude called us when he was feeling no pain.
I just got out of the dentist about an hour ago. I feel great.
I want to go to his dentist.
Yeah, I never feel like that after the dentist.
Me neither.
Sounds like he over-medicates.
I just found out more proof that Ryan Seacrest is gay. He's throwing a purse party. You hear that? A purse party. Just more proof that Ryan Seacrest likes it in the...
Wait a minute.
Allegedly, first of all.
What does that mean, he's throwing a purse
party? I think
party?
You have people over to your house and you have someone who brings a bunch of purses for sale?
That's correct. That's what it is.
Isn't it?
It's like a Tupperware party with purses?
I'm getting so tired of the...
Yeah.
Hey, look,
hey
how,
look how gay I am.
Look
but
how gay
I'm not
I am,
gay.
But I'm not gay. But look how gay I am. Seriously. Isn't he really just going so far over the top now that it's not even fun?
It's just stupid.
Next thing you know, he'll be going to High School Musical 3. Oh, wait a minute. That's me.
Yeah, that's unfortunately we have the same problem.
So, Britney Spears' kid went to the hospital. Apparently, a reaction from something the kid ate. Apparently, vodka is not good for children. I'm just saying.
Oh, all right.
Live and learn.
Wouldn't have known that. Yeah, right. You got to learn somehow.
Mm-hmm. Shaka Zulu!
Thank you, Coolio.
That's Coolio's new catchphrase from his cooking show. I know all of those words don't fit together, but it's actually true. Here's a Bean impression.
Oh, yes, Zac Efron. No, don't call me Bean. Call me Mr. Postman. Oh, yes.
See, we got the same thing here. We got Ryan Seacrest on a purse party, Bean acting like he's into High School Musical 3.
Well, good point.
It's the exact same thing.
You're right.
What's the difference?
I really do love my sweet Zach, and I think that Ryan is just pandering with his purses. I don't know what's going on with him.
And that makes you better somehow.
Exactly. Okay. At least I'm being true to myself.
This dude is a little more confused. He called yesterday than on a normal day, I think. And this is why you don't do drugs, people.
Danny, I got baked today. And I fell asleep, and I woke up like 5 minutes ago and turned on K-Rock, and Kevin and Bean is on. But it's like 5:35 at night, I think. Or is it 5:35 in the morning? I don't know. My clock says PM, but I need to go smoke out a little more, I guess. Damn.
That's always the answer.
Yeah, that's good advice. If things seem fuzzy, go ahead and just pack another bowl.
Hey, guys. I just wrote a song about everybody's favorite weather girl. Here it goes. Alita, Alita, big boobies, Laresca. I want to drop hand lotion on your chest. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
This has got to stop.
We're days away from the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
It's not
call.
Funny the day we do it, let alone teasing it for weeks.
This, look, what's Halloween's past, man? It's on. It's Thanksgiving spooks time. You can't stop the tide, dude.
And I'm not sure what this guy is talking about. Maybe you guys can help clarify.
Hey, this message is from Miss Cleo. You know, I was just remembering when you were talking about how you're half Egyptian. And I just happen to be an archaeologist. So I figured, you know, I'd maybe see if I could help figure out the mystery of your Great Pyramids. you know, maybe do a little excavating down in your secret chamber. You know, maybe while I'm doing that, you could help me clear my tomb shaft, maybe even decipher my obelisk. You know, and if you're having a hard time with it, you can always play with the Rosetta Stones. That sometimes helps. Know what I'm saying? Hi, Lisa.
Does that work?
Wow, he's working you both.
Does it work? Very creative. I gotta give. I mean, he worked on that.
But does it work to talk sex to somebody else and then try and bring it back to you?
Not really.
Hi, Lisa. Like you're gonna go, oh, he would like me too, like that.
Yeah.
Right. That's
yesterday on the afternoon show, Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde from 5 until 6. We had our friend Bam Margera on talking about his new DVD where he tries to kidnap Santa Claus for real. He went to Finland to try to kidnap Santa Claus, and hilarious things happen. We'll give you some highlights of that coming up after the news at 7 o'clock this morning. First, though, Kevin, what's going on with your Knight Rider?
Well, I don't know why it's my Knight Rider, but...
It is.
Okay. We love Hasselhoff, and it was his original series Knight Rider.
Right.
Well, yes, he was the star.
They redid it this year, and I think they've got 8 or 9 shows on the air, and now they're already talking about completely retooling it. Because apparently it's... I guess the ratings are just plummeting.
Yeah.
So they're going to completely redo the song.
Wow.
Sorry, the song. I'm listening to that song. The series.
First of all, you said Tool.
I did.
Second of all, let's get more information on this rather than just speculate, because our old friend David Hasselhoff apparently has something to do with the new show, too, pulling the strings behind the scenes or something. Hey, Dave, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello.
David?
Sure.
Yes. Kevin and Bean here. How are you, dude?
I'm all right.
Are you laying on a Las Vegas hotel room with your shirt off eating a hamburger?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
Wow.
So, this new Knight Rider, you are involved, you're not involved?
Yep.
You are or you're not?
Yes.
Which one?
You are.
Yes.
You are involved?
No. Nope.
Okay.
You're not involved?
Yes.
Yes, you're not involved?
Yes.
Okay, settled.
Yeah.
So, the plan, as we understand it, is they've decided that the reboot of Knight Rider, to bring it into the 21st century, is not as good as your original show, and they're going to try to make this show more like your old show.
Yes. They want this one to be more hofficial.
Did they use the word hofficial?
Yes. Yeah. No.
They did.
No.
All right. So what's going to be different? What are we going to see on the new Knight Rider that's different than what it's been so far?
Well, I gave him some advice.
Okay.
To make it more official.
Okay.
And they need more chest hair.
They need more chest hair?
Yeah. The Knight Rider needs to have chest hair.
Okay, but you think that's part of what made it successful?
Yes.
Okay.
And the culture fantastical.
Sure.
Culture fantastical.
Of course.
Is that what Knight Rider is called in Latin America?
Yes. Culture fantastical.
All right. And chest hair. Got it.
He needs more members-only jackets.
Well, that wasn't more kind of a thing of the times?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. That was really just because your show was set in the 80s. It would stand out now as being out of fashion.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
No. I'm all right.
How are you? You okay?
No. He needs to have something to say at the end of every episode. A catchphrase.
Is that what they did on the original?
Like a sign off.
Oh, dear. God, that can't David. Still make you laugh.
Come on. At this point, really?
I think they'd be better off if they did it that way.
Do you have any suggestions for what the sign Hoff ought to be?
Yeah. Well, I really told him Hoff. I told that guy Hoff. Kit.
And that?
Hey, Kit. I'm really pissed Hoff at crime.
Did the people that run the show call you, or did you call them?
I called them.
You called them.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't really have any kind of official capacity involvement with the show.
What if kids' computers all go offline?
Okay, that's not. It's just
it's
not
a
funny
good story idea.
It's not funny though.
Or maybe they have to compete in a bake off, and they have to make brownies.
How is that good TV?
Brownies.
You got a brownie?
You can't possibly be hungry, David. You've been eating since we got you on the phone.
Or maybe.
Yes?
Who is this?
It's Kevin and Bean. We're talking about Knight Rider, the TV show.
Maybe Michael Knight develops a bad case of whooping cough.
Okay.
Do you see these examples as helpful?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
May I just be on the show again? Just give it back to me.
Well, I mean, they are getting rid of three different characters,
yeah,
so
bring me back. Make me a Hoff.
Maybe there's room for you.
Bring back the Hoff.
Yeah.
Bring the Hoff and the Kit and Hoff together again. This may be... Oh, no.
Uh-oh, it sounds bad now.
Culture fantastical. And the Hoff.
You okay there, David? You sound a little rough right now.
You all right? David?
Yeah?
Do we need to send help?
This is Dave signing off.
Wow.
Oh, no.
We can't understand. We don't know what you're saying.
It's like a lion growl or something. There's no.
We can't hear you, David.
Okay. What is that noise?
What? What? What?
What?
Okay.
He's drunk.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Ralph's rocking the air guitar on that.
Oh,
one. Nice.
I rule with air guitar, by the way. I got to enter one of those competitions.
You are pretty good.
I can shred.
I got to be honest.
I can air shred.
The World Air Guitar Championships are held each year in Finland, by the way. For some reason, Finland is the place where they have that. But I don't know if you're willing to go to travel for that event, but I
tried to
will.
Get there. I didn't have my passport. They wouldn't let me on the plane. So I said, I'm going to Oslo. And they're going, no, you're not. You're not with this expired passport. And I was like, what? I was like, oh, I'm going to go to Michigan now.
That was Bean.
Oh.
You are the world's best air drummer. I've never seen anybody.
No,
air
that's true.
Like thank you so much. I'm multi-instrument when it comes to air.
Only with air. Not if there's a real instrument involved.
No, but you should see me rock the air sax. I can blow some air sacs, I'll tell you that much.
I'll bet you can.
Whoa,
that's what she said. That's what she said. All right, 6:54, the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat Free Tuesday. What the hell is going on?
We should have a Kevin and Bean air band competition.
That would
be a
awesome.
Fun event.
We should have a Kevin and Bean air band.
Oh, that's even better.
We go play gigs.
Cast and crew of the Kevin and Bean show playing air band gigs. We're so sad. Suri Cruz. Here's a nice thing about celebrities. You always see them and they're always pimping their perfect children.
Yeah.
And they're always walking in the park and they look angelic and they look so much better than us.
Yes.
It's nice to know they have the parents have the same problems that we do. Suri Cruz apparently going through a horrible case of the terrible twos.
Uh-oh.
Cameras caught her coming unglued while Katie Holmes was walking her through Central Park last weekend. Not only was she crying and screaming, but she was angry enough to start punching and pushing mom away.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Tom Cruise immediately had her put on a diet of vitamins and exercise and then hooked her up to an e-meter to see if he could clear her out. So I'm sure she'll be fine in a couple weeks. Or else she goes to San Pedro.
Yeah.
They put her in the oil tanker.
Step one.
We don't get to see her
and
again.
Then it's right that's to the alien happens. Ship.
That's right.
Wow. That's harsh.
Ryan Seacrest is a fruit of mythic proportions. Not only is he having a purse party.
Fourth annual, I just found
fourth
out.
Fourth annual purse party.
Yeah.
Where everyone gets together and looks at purses. But he is trying to come on to Julianne Hough, apparently.
Please.
Listen how he does it, though.
Decorate her apartment? What does he want to do with her?
No, apparently he's got the hots for her.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Star Magazine is reporting that he sent her 21 pink roses and a teddy bear after she called into his lame-ass radio show, and he addressed the roses to Mrs. Seacrest. He can't even come onto a woman like a heterosexual.
Guys,
sounds like something you would do. I know, Bean. I know.
No. I don't think he's gay, though. I really don't think
Ryan
Seacrest is gay.
Says the guy who loves High School Musical 3.
I don't. I think that he gets major trim, and whatever we think of his act, it works with the ladies. They seem to like him.
But 21 pink roses and a teddy bear addressed to Mrs. Seacrest, if you're a woman of any sort of value, don't you look at it and say, that is the lamest attempt at a come-on ever.
And
I would.
Creepy.
And it, very yeah. Bean-esque. Yes, yeah.
It sounds junior high school, is what it sounds like.
By the way, Bean, you say, he probably does get a lot of good trim, but there's no act. He's balling out of control, and that's the end of the story. He gets hot chicks because he has mad Skrilla.
Sort of the translation.
Hey, Ice T, what are you talking about?
He's rich.
There?
He's got money.
He's got mad.
That's
got
all
money.
He's trying to say. Singapore.
That's why he's hella balling because he's got mad Skrilla.
The 21 roses and the bleached teeth and all this. You could say it's an act, and that works for the chick. It has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, if he was broke, he'd be useless when it comes to women. I see
imagine how bad. Imagine how bad he would look if he couldn't get product for about a month. I mean, if he were broke and like couldn't afford all the stuff they do to him with the bleaching and the whitening and the frosting and
the
all
eyebrows.
That stuff. Yeah, he would look rough after a very short period of time.
Did you ever see? Remember the first Batman movie with Michael Keaton?
Yeah,
when,
sure.
Jack Nicholson's Joker poisons all the personal hygiene products. And they show this newscaster on television, and he's got, like, zits, and his hair's all greasy, and he's unshaven and everything. That's what he would look like on American Idol. It'd be spectacular. No.
Clearly, you have been damaged somehow, some way, along the way, psychologically.
That's true.
Mrs. Seacrest, here's 21 pink roses and a teddy bear.
Are you 12? I'm homosexual. I make love with the men, not the women.
Yeah, that's for sure. Queen Latifah has been picked as the host for the world's most useless award show, otherwise known as the People's Choice Awards. It will air live on CBS on January 7th, inexplicably, the 35th annual People's Choice Awards.
It is?
From Barbershop 2, all hail Queen Latifah.
35 years, they've been asking people to fill out a ballot on the back of the TV guide and tell us what goddamn show they're watching. Who cares what the people like? People are idiots.
Your friend John Noble from Fringe was very pleased with his show's nomination for a People's Choice Award this morning, Ralph.
Well, he's an Australian. He's confused.
He doesn't know that it's not a
real water
show.
Goes down the drain the other way down there. He doesn't know what the hell's going on. He doesn't realize that People's Choice is pointless.
All I know is Tim Allen wins every year. That's the only thing I know about that show.
All the worst people win every year.
He's not even on a show and he
wins.
That's
what proves that people are dumb. Watch the People's Choice Awards and then say, I hate Americans. Ha ha! Because that's what they're choosing.
No, thanks. I don't want to watch.
Oh, it's very frustrating.
Bean will watch, though. He likes it.
I don't watch that one. I don't watch People's Choice Awards. Plus, they tell you in advance whether you're going to win. The only people who show up are the people who get the awards.
Britney Spears has been nominated, by the way.
Of course.
For her guest shot on How I Met Your Mother for Best Actress.
Wow.
That's all you need to know about the People's Choice Awards.
Okay.
However, this year they have added a few new categories. Favorite TV Drama Diva.
Is that real?
What? Yeah, that's a category.
That's not a joke you're
making up? That's a category, people.
To make it sound
that
bad?
That just happened. And favorite superhero.
Favorite superhero.
Yeah.
I would watch if they had a new category.
Batman or Iron Man this year.
I would watch if they have a new category called
Fat.
I'd watch that.
I would. They should have the Fat Awards.
Fat Award.
They should just give awards to big fat people of note. The fatties. Every year we can go watch
the Goodman. They call it the Goodman.
The Goodman. He goes, Jocko, it's fat. Speaking of obnoxious people on television, Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt keep moving right along in show business. They've got a new gig. They will be guest starring on an upcoming episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Wow, everyone
Britney
gets
Spears
to be
has
on
just
that
opened
show.
The floodgates over on that show. They will just take anybody now at this point.
She has, hasn't she?
Now, I heard that show was pretty good, but it sure seems like they're doing an awful lot of stunt casting for a show that's pretty good.
I think it is a good show that doesn't get the numbers, and so they are desperate to get eyes on their show because they think it is good and think people will tune in once to see Britney Spears on, for instance, and then continue to watch because it's a good show. But Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt playing themselves in How I Met Your Mother. That's, that is a appointment not viewing for me. I'm going to write down to remind myself not to watch that show. Freaking Spencer Pratt. Has he ever acted in anything else? Have we ever seen him act?
La, 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 la.
He acts in The Hills.
I do not know.
Yeah. And speaking of reality television, apparently everyone very upset over there in the production company that does The Girls Next Door.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because, Lisa, it wasn't in their plans for Kendra Wilkinson to get engaged.
It's not in their plans.
Apparently, Philadelphia Eagle Hank Basket, the wide receiver who proposed to Kendra at the top of the Space Needle in Seattle, has just thrown their production schedule out of whack.
Oh, they were planning to put a wedding in, yeah.
That, and also they were planning on spinning her off into her own series, making her the sexy goofball a la Pam Anderson early in her career.
Ah.
And having her be a blushing bride was not in that plan.
Yeah. Interesting.
And all hell's breaking loose over there. They're furious with her. And I'm like, at what point does reality television start to dictate your life versus people documenting what happens in your life for reality television?
That's
the tail begin to wag the dog when it comes
Five years ago?
I guess so.
I guess.
They are planning the wedding for the first day of the playoffs, I understand, Ralph.
See, because the Eagles probably won't be.
He'll be available, that's what I'm saying. He won't have it any
we
game.
Do that day while the teams that are in the playoffs.
Oh, he shut you down! What are you going to do? Cry?
The Seahawks will be carrying their bags.
Yeah, they sure will. You're right about that.
To the playoffs. Today's celebrity birthdays, Stanley Tucci, very talented actor, is 48 years old today. Demi Moore turns 46. Calista Flockhart is 44 years old today. TV personality Carson Kressley from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy is 39.
Leonardo, straighter than Ryan Seacrest, that guy.
Isn't that the truth? Has never been to a purse party, not once.
Yep, not once.
He's been to a teabag party, but that's a whole different kind of party. Leonardo DiCaprio is 34 years old today. And Jim Petterick. Lead singer for Survivor.
Yeah. Can't believe Miss Cleo's not in here singing this one.
I can't either. Let's not encourage that.
Ralph's air drumming.
Easy there, cans.
Just ruin the cans. You don't want that to happen.
We don't cans ruining cans. By the way, Jim Petterick, also the voice of Real American Hero, the Bud Light commercial.
Yes, he is.
That's what you probably know him best as. Real American Hero. Well, same guy. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Just yesterday, we unveiled the latest campaign of Kevin and Bean shirts till it hurts. This is because K-Rock is out of money. We don't have money for t-shirts anymore, but people still want t-shirts. So we're looking to the listeners to come up with t-shirts that we can give away to other listeners.
Now, they're not necessarily K-Rock shirts, but if somebody asks for a shirt, you know, maybe we'll have one that says, you know, Fred, a work shirt or that says Fred on it or whatever. And we can just give them that. I mean, it's better than nothing, right?
Absolutely. I'm sure they'd be very happy to have it.
Right.
Beer Mug is out on the street every day this week accepting your t-shirts, and we'll talk to him in just a minute here. But Sean writes in, let me go know if you guys would be interested in this. I run a screen print company. We have tons of extra shirts lying around that I can donate.
That's what I think.
In fact, I have plenty of shirts made up that say, we'll F for beer.
Ah,
bum.
That's awesome.
We're in.
Perfect, right?
We're in,
better
of course.
Than our shirt.
So what we do is we accept t-shirts from listeners, and it's basically the crap that you don't want and don't wear anymore that is someplace in the back of your closet. We all have 10, 20, 30, 40 t-shirts that we haven't worn in a long time, and you don't know why you ever wore it or found it funny or whatever. The more obscure, the better, and it's the Kevin and Bean Shirts Till It Hurts program.
These difficult economic times are affecting everyone, and K-Rock is no exception. Through the years, K-Rock has been known to give away some exciting prizes. Most famously, our enormously popular, world-famous K-Rock t-shirts. But now, sadly, K-Rock is too cheap to make any more t-shirts. That's why we have to come to you. Can you let one fellow K-Rock listener go t-shirtless while you have many used, smelly, crappy t-shirts sitting in the bottom of your drawer? Please donate to the Kevin and Bean Show's Shirts Till It Hurts program. You give us your old crappy shirts, and we give them to someone else. So please, give today. Give till it hurts. Or squirts, depending on who you are.
Oh, wow.
That's not what I wanted to hear. Right.
Sounds pretty outrageous. I found out yesterday as I was going through my closet that I do not throw t-shirts away, apparently. I am a guy who, after they've already worn out or after they have shrunk to the point where I can no longer wear them, I still, for some reason, like them and don't want to throw them out. So I hang on and I have them all in my closet right now.
Yes.
So I pulled out a few to donate to Shirts Till It Hurts.
Fantastic.
And then we'll go to Beer Mug and find out where he's at today. This is a tie-dye Ben & Jerry's. Vermont Finest t-shirt.
I've seen you wear that. Yeah.
This is the Cherry Garcia t-shirt. What a long, strange dip it's been, is what it says in the back.
See, because Cherry Garcia is Jerry. Oh, never mind.
This is, I think, a K-Rock listener had a company where he made these t-shirts that look exactly like the K-Rock logo, the red and yellow K-Rock logo, except it's K-R-O-N. It's Kron, the world infamous Kron 419 plus one is what it says. Look, I'm not the guy who's going to be wearing a pot t-shirt, probably.
I'm guessing that's true.
Yeah.
So that one I'm going to donate to the cause. So next time somebody calls up and says, hey, do you have a shirt? I can go, yes, and we can give them that one. How old do you think this shirt is, Kevin? Take a look at this movie shirt that I'm going to donate to the cause.
Wow.
Oh, no, really?
Billy Bob Thornton is Sling Blade.
Sling Blade was what, early 90s?
It's been a while.
10 years ago.
Ten years,
and one more movie shirt that I'm going to donate is from Kill Bill. This is the beautiful Gogo Yubari. The hot Asian chick from the Kill Bill movie. I've got a t-shirt of her as well.
Oh, that's good. That's strong.
So I'm going to donate that. Maybe it's not a K-Rock shirt, but it is free, and we do have it, and we can't afford it, so we are going to give it to you.
I have a shirt. Well, I just want to reiterate this one was from our favorite news piece. Somebody sent in a shirt, and I'm donating this
one. To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to do look up in the tree. Who else seen the leprechaun say yay? Yeah!
Could be a crackhead. They got hold to the wrong stuff.
That was one of the best news reports ever. People were reported seeing leprechauns in a tree.
Yes.
And I have a shirt from that.
Fantastic.
So
let's check in with Beer Mug.
Jonathan's nickname is Beer Mug and has participated in 6 world eating competitions.
And failed them all. Hey, Mug, good morning. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
You know, you guys are really making me proud, doing such a great service for the community.
Thank you. Thank you for
Thank
noticing.
Thank you very much.
It's awesome.
Now, Shirts Till It Hurts is on the street today, Beer Mug. You are going to be accepting t-shirts from listeners. They swing by. They give you t-shirts. They get nothing in return. Do I have that right?
Nothing in return, just to see my happy little face.
We don't give them a sticker or
we don't have anything.
A keychain. They did. They so they give to us is what this is about.
Yes.
But then we give to them as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Not at the same time. I mean, you won't get anything. Probably you won't get anything, but somebody else will get.
Will.
Somebody else will get your crappy t-shirt. And I guarantee if you go through your closet, you will find stuff that you have no idea you kept. And that's the stuff that we want.
Yep.
So where are you? You're in front of Del Taco?
We're at the Del Taco on East Foothill Boulevard, 3566 East Foothill Boulevard in Pasadena. We've been here a little before 7.
Okay.
And we actually have a huge turnout so far. We have 3 full bins of people's used t-shirts that they've donated.
What?
Already?
How is that possible? You've been there less than an hour, and it's the first time we talked to you.
Oh, no. We talked about it 45 minutes ago or something, remember?
Yeah, people are willing to help out in this desperate time of need.
We gave the location. Wow.
Have you seen any good ones? Any that stand out that are going to be great secondhand shirts for us to give away?
Well, it's funny because some people have been donating their older K-Rock shirts with the older K-Rock logo.
Oh, that's cool.
But the ones that have stood out to me, some girl brought by her Van Halen tee.
Excellent.
And her Cher Do You Believe Tour of 99 t-shirt.
I'm sorry, did you say a Cher concert t-shirt? Awesome.
Do You Believe Tour of 99, yeah.
Awesome.
Here's a good one. Someone was, I know it was hard for them, but someone was able to part ways with their Oakland Raiders t-shirt and give it to us.
Oh dude. Yeah.
Probably a lot of people using those to wash their car with these days.
And my favorite of the bunch so far, a lovely gentleman brought by a shirt that says, I Heart Vagina Clothing Company.
Okay.
Nice. Oh, that's a good one.
I like
that's
that.
Fantastic. Huh?
All right. The Del Taco location, 3566 East Foothill Boulevard. That's in Pasadena. What's the nearest big cross street, Beer Mug, for people who may want to come down to where you are?
That would be Sierra Madre is the nearest big cross street.
Okay. Fantastic. Yeah. And you're going to be there for a couple hours, it looks like?
Yeah, we're going to be here till 10 a.m.
And just to clarify now, they're going to show up, they're going to hand you something, and then what do they get in return?
A nice, like I said, a nice smile from my face.
Okay. I think that's worth it.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it.
Nice job.
Kevin and Bean shirts, Till It Hurts, today in Pasadena, and then each day this week, you're going to be someplace else, right?
That sounds like a plan. We're gonna collect all the shirts we can here.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you, Muggs.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, stop shouting at us on your commercials.
Ralph broke a story for us last hour that we're going to follow up with conversation after the news at 8, and that is that Ryan Seacrest was hosting a purse party. That's what he was doing on Kiss FM.
Is hosting a purse party.
Is, it hasn't happened yet?
And
hasn't
not happened? And not just a purse party, but the fourth annual purse party.
What's going on with you, ladies? Have you no shame? Have you no standards? What the hell are you doing with a purse party at Ryan Seacrest's?
Next month, Ryan is hosting Tamponapalooza. And I'm looking forward to attending that as well.
So,
you Fruit Loop.
What's up with purse parties, for starters, and then what's up with Ryan? So we'll tackle both of those coming up after the news at 8. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday. What's happening?
How much Vagisil do you think he goes through in a month?
All of it.
Oh. Here's the thing about him is that he's not gay, and I accept that, and I recognize that, which makes it even worse.
I don't accept that.
I do. He's
I
a
do.
Straight
I don't think,
guy.
There's no way he's gay.
Just
no
the flimsiest straight guy ever. And if you're a gay guy and you're flimsy, that syncs up. That coincides with your lifestyle.
That makes sense,
I get
right.
it. But if you're a straight guy and you're flimsy, you're just weak. You are just tragic. Horribly trash.
You know, maybe we should do is we should take calls from gay guys at some point and get their read on Ryan.
Who reject Ryan?
Yeah, is he just
and all he stands for?
Yeah, is he just a poser? Is he? Do they think he's actually gay and trying to act like he's not? There's got to be some.
Or
kind
is he? Or, yeah, is he straight and trying to act like he's gay? Is another question.
I think he's
right.
straight and incapable of acting as if he's not gay.
Yeah, I think
he's just a flimsy straight dude.
That's possible.
Remember how. And again, this doesn't have anything to do with sexuality. It has to do with Ryan. Remember how uncomfortable he seemed at the red carpet at the Super Bowl?
Of course, out of his
element he was for that.
And yet, ask him and he'll tell you about his time playing football in high school.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's hilarious.
Please.
Because he tries to sound straight and is incapable.
What position does he say he played in high school?
Tight end.
Oh!
Wide receiver.
Let's go grab some of that meat.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
He only played football so he could go in the locker room with the guys.
Oh, stop.
I'm the alpha male now, you guys.
Yeah, there's Ryan now. Blake Fielder-Civil.
Huh?
From Blake, Gossip Girl with Penn Badgley?
No. Blake Fielder-Civil, Amy Winehouse's husband.
Oh.
Is telling everyone who will listen that his marriage to Amy is just dandy. Despite reports that he was furious with her because she wouldn't pony up and pay for his rehab stint. He says, true, she hasn't been to visit him since his release from prison last Wednesday.
What? She said for years that's all she was looking forward to.
Yeah, he's out now. She hasn't visited yet. But he has a positive attitude, he tells the UK Daily Mail newspaper. The couple's not breaking up, he says, is still very much in love and will be together forever.
Have fun being married to Satan!
This dude has a life sentence.
No kidding.
He's going to be married to her forever? How long is forever with Amy Winehouse?
Not very 6 months.
Yeah. Good point.
They're going to be left forever or till next year.
Yeah.
When he gets a furlough to attend this funeral.
I thought the only reason they were still together is that he had been in jail all this time, so he didn't have to live with her.
Well,
that's what.
Now he's in rehab and he still doesn't have to live with her. But he thinks it's all good. Whew. He's got bigger problems than drug addiction.
Yes, he does.
Speaking of bad couples, Evan Rachel Wood and Marilyn Manson have finally broken up, much to the relief of everyone.
Yeah.
Where it is they had a mate, the final straw was when he tried to kick her brother Ira out of their guest house. Apparently, Ev and Rachel was letting Ira stay there for the time being until he found other accommodations, and Marilyn kicked him out, and she would have none of it.
That was one of the, of course, you don't know the people, you know, they're just celebrities and we project, but one of the strangest, most difficult to figure out relationships, Evan Rachel Wood and Marilyn Manson. Yes. Never saw that one.
She's
never
got that sweet, wholesome girl next door sort of beauty, and he's Marilyn Manson.
Oh.
It's Marilyn Manson.
When he thought you were a cop?
Yeah, that was the best. Yeah, he was allegedly snorting all kinds of pharmaceutical powders backstage at our, it was midnight breakfast with Marilyn, remember?
Yep.
And he was backstage and
allegedly
looking like a Dyson vacuum cleaner, not even a Hoover. You know the Dyson with the cyclotronic action that never loses suction? Yeah.
Oh.
And he looked in my direction and asked Kevin, is that dude a cop?
And he just froze like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Maybe
he's like, no.
See you on NYPD Blue. He's confused. He knew he recognized you in uniform.
Right. I play a cop on TV. Yeah, that was good times. Heidi Montag and Spencer Pratt.
This is not true.
People are still giving them work. CBS has announced they will guest star in an upcoming episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Sick.
This, of course,
dude,
is
lame.
The show that famously had Britney Spears do a couple episodes. The couple will play themselves as if they had any choice.
No kidding.
The episode will air in January. So circle your calendars, kids, if you want to see Spencer Pratt act.
Wait a minute. We're supposed to circle our calendars now?
Yeah, January.
2 months away.
Hey, it's the countdown.
Okay.
It's the final countdown.
Would you say it is, actually?
It's the final countdown.
That leads me into celebrity birthdays. The keyboardist for Europe, who performed that song, Final Countdown, Michael Michaeli.
His name is not Michael Michaeli.
It's Michael Michaeli.
Come on.
It is not.
It's Mike Michaeli.
That's not his name.
He is Mike Michaeli. He played keyboards for Europe, and he came up with that famous...
It's the final countdown.
That's about the flimsiest rock song ever, too, by the way.
Greatest.
Great, but flimsy.
It sounds like a parody of that kind of art, you know, Swedish art rock pop.
It sounds like to me like someone spoofing Asia.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
His name is not Mike Michaeli.
Mike Michaeli. Happy birthday, Mike Michaeli.
Come on, that's just stupid.
He's 46 years old today. Let's see. Leonardo DiCaprio celebrates his 34th birthday. Calista Flockhart, who Lisa thinks has a TV show.
Well, she used to be on Ally McBeal. That's right. Who you're thinking of, right?
No,
she doesn't act anymore.
Lisa thinks she has a new TV show called Brothers and Sisters.
Sundays.
Come on, Lisa.
I watch it every week.
She's 44 years old today. Demi Moore is 46. Stanley Tucci turns 48. And Jim Petterick is 58 years old today. Jim Petterick was the lead singer of...
It's the final countdown.
No, Jim was the lead singer of Survivor.
No. Thriller.
Survivor.
Right? That's the song, right?
No, sir.
Oh, that's not
it. Survivor famously did Eye of the Tiger from Rocky III.
But you mentioned last hour that there's something else our K-Rock listeners may even know him better for.
Jim probably has more fame known as the Bud Light... We don't have that.
Hold on.
Okay, everyone, talk about yourselves for a second.
We don't have it.
We don't have that?
We couldn't find it.
Really?
We couldn't find it.
We'll find
How much advance notice does Omar need?
We'll find it. We just.
I didn't even tell him.
We don't have it yet.
When did you tell me you didn't have it, Mike?
Mike Michaels forgot to tell him. Mike Mikey.
When you're going back there looking through all the CDs and you came back, did you think to give me a heads up saying, I can't find it?
I would have given
it.
You a heads up if I did find it. If I would have found it, I would have been like,
I was supposed to assume that you didn't find it.
When
he started the showbiz. You were going to look for it.
I did. I looked through every CD back there. Every single
one. And how
about
like a head shake no or a cut the throat sign or thumbs down, something.
Right, hold on.
So I wouldn't go into an elaborate setup for the Bud Light commercials where the guy sings, Real American Hero.
And that's what he's more famous for.
Did
that's
a Kevin and Bean Real American Hero Bud Light commercial.
That's just as good.
That's
that
correct.
We were going to play right here. And now we won't.
You guys are
is great. You guys are really funny.
Yeah, all right.
You guys crack me up.
All right.
You're hilarious.
That's what we got.
You guys are the best talk show people on the face of this radio.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are great.
You guys are God-given.
Appreciate it. Thank you. You guys make my morning great.
Right.
You guys are so funny. You're great.
All right.
And they gave us an hour in the afternoon.
Yep.
With this kind of show. How desperate is K-Rock for programming?
It's a good question.
So just imagine a really funny Bud Light commercial parody here featuring Kevin and Bean. And then you'd laugh. And then I'd say, I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You think it's going well?
No.
Don't forget the Kevin and Bean afternoon show now between 5 and 6 o'clock. Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la, en la tarde. Boy, one day we're going to get it right all day long. I said day. One day we're going to get it right all day long, but it's not going to be today, apparently, because I just blew it. But anyway, between 5 and 6 today, find out why we're all terrified of our friend Ralph Garman to the point where we won't even open emails from him. That's how scared we are of him. And also, we'll give you your tickets to see Metallica at the Forum. That'll be between 5 and 6 this afternoon on the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, how did this come up? How did we find out that Ryan Seacrest was doing purse parties?
What? I don't know.
That was Miss Cleo. I think told us in the office.
Okay.
Okay. Because she heard it on his godforsaken channel.
Yeah.
And then our follow-up question was, what's a purse party? And that's where Alex comes in to tell us what apparently we've been missing.
Guys, it's hard being a girl. It's hard out here for a vagina.
Sure.
It's, there are good girls and there are girls who've gone astray.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow there's this percentage of women who, you know, love being hostesses and want to have parties, and they get sucked into like these Avon makeup parties or candle parties.
Wait a minute. That's
dude.
A joke, a candle.
No, I went to a candle party.
You went to a candle party?
Listen, that's how lame it is. Lisa went.
What?
Went to a candle party.
It was a really good friend of mine's friend, and she was like, please, please, please go.
This is how everyone ends up going. There are a percentage of women, and they do like sex toy parties, which seems cool, but whatever. So they have these like theme parties, and it's kind of pathetic. And women tend to forward around the Evite. It ends up like a friend of the friend.
Right.
And you just say, you're just forwarding this because you feel sorry for her. And they go, yeah, she's trying to make some extra
money. So no one wants to go except for...
Nobody ever wants to go.
All right.
And there's like a couple girls who are super geeked, but you can tell like they were the people who were on like student council or joined a sorority and were like really happy to have matching sweaters. And so you go and all they do is they like will have like vodka or beer. So, you can drink. And then they just do a presentation of stuff you can buy. And it's super gay, and all you want to do is leave.
So they go, this purse is special because it was made wherever.
The idea is they buy it at cost, so you buy it through them, so you're not paying retail value. But everything is kind of sketchy.
We found something on YouTube, and I don't think this is what Ryan's doing.
Okay.
But this was the first thing that came up under purse party.
Sure, the right designer bag is going to turn heads, but what if you were that designer creating your own unique handbag perfect for you and your life? Oh, and did I mention you get to do it at a party along with all of your friends?
Food, wine, good girlfriends. This queen's party is in the bag in more ways than one.
Looking good.
Move over Tupperware. Purse parties are coming to a home near you. And this time, you're not just buying, you're creating a custom purse that fits you and your life.
Okay, so that's not
kill
the...
Kill me now.
Those have to look like crap.
That's not the same. This is like a you make your own?
No, I've never heard
BS?
Of that. No. But Ryan's thing is you get a bunch of designers like at a hotel room. They lure women with like mimosas and mani-pedis because we're easy like that. So
mm-hmm.
Of course. And, you know, you get us all in a hotel suite and then you have like different designers from stores and they put out all their bags and then you go shopping. Yay.
But let me jump in here, Alex, because I'm confused about the women love for purses. Can't you buy purses in a store? Why do you have to go to somebody's house to buy one?
Cheaper being.
Yeah, that's the whole.
Do you know anything?
It is cheaper?
Yeah. Yeah, but also there's this idea that if you get a bunch of women together, it's really great and you can bond as girlfriends. Okay, that's the idea in theory, but you get more than like three or four chicks in your room and it's bad.
It just turns out to be
bad? Well, unless you all know each other and then you start, you know, and then you mix booze in there and then you're all talking smack and it's not good.
So we just found out about this and Miss Cleo then printed out a page from Ryan Seacrest. And by the way, this is Ryan Seacrest's fourth annual. Fourth annual pick your purse party.
Oh, God.
And they're giving away tickets, I guess, on their show so that.
Did they run out of Rihanna tickets? What happened over there? Jeez.
Can't imagine.
Former producer Lightning, who now runs KRock.com, says, I've heard two celebrity guests on Ryan's show in the past few weeks promoting purses. Ryan went on and on and on about them. He knew all the styles and all the details about all the new purses.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know that. That's bad. You know what? This is why he's not straight. Because if I said to you, go buy me some Coach, you'd go, an airplane ticket?
Where? Where do you want to go?
He knows that it's a store for bags.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand is that either he has to be gay, acting not gay, but he's acting too gay even to be gay.
Maybe he just sort of gave up on heterosexuality.
You know what I mean?
But he's too lazy to be gay, because being a gay guy is high maintenance.
Is it? Because you have to look good and all that. I guess.
Well, yeah.
It's
hard work.
I don't know what his sexuality is, but I know that he definitely caters to the gay community. I have a very close friend of mine, and he's way gay. Mm-hmm. And he often tells me, he's like, oh, that sounds funny what you guys did on your show this morning. Unfortunately, I couldn't listen. I have to listen to Seacrest. I mean, I have to. It's in my DNA.
Because he's gay?
It's in
the gay
constitution, I have to listen to Seacrest. When I get in the car, I turn on Seacrest, and it's like, it's so perfect for me.
Wow.
And he's way gay.
Because he's talking about, well, do gay guys like purses? I mean, doesn't it seem like
that's... Gay guys are like fashion and style. They like, you know, being up on the
trend. But, I mean, he said that. He's like, I get in the car and I turn on Ryan. It's just so perfect. I just listen. It's just so much fun for me.
I think he's definitely straight. But I think we established a long time ago that he's a woman is what he is. It's not that he's a gay guy. It's that he's a woman. And that's why the purse party is perfect for Ryan.
He's a woman that's annoying to other women because it's like the girl who's trying too hard.
Yeah.
Because he's not really a girl. So he's trying to be one of the girls. And it's super annoying.
Yeah.
You're not one of us, dude.
Let's go to Marcus.
Get out of the bathroom.
Marcus in Los Angeles. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
Tell us about Ryan.
I hate him with a passion.
Yay!
Now, you're a gay guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yay! What do you hate about
What is your read on him?
What did I don't read about him.
No. I'm saying, what is your read on, is he gay or is he just
What's your gaydar?
Straight trying to act gay, or is he straight trying to act like a girl? What?
You know, I think whatever his sexuality is, I do think he is basically straight. I think what keeps him from sleeping with men is being able to see himself naked in front of a mirror, because he's so self-obsessed that for him, that's good enough.
Hmm. Really?
That's interesting.
But
I feel the same way about him as I feel about that Dr. 90210 guy and Psycho Mike. With the frosted tips.
That is the trifecta. Tips. That's the trifecta of gaydom right there.
That's a good
threefer.
These good-looking straight guys who are just so vain, so self-obsessed. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Do you think he doesn't actually go all the way because he'd be rejected? He's not really good enough to be gay. He's, like, too afraid?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All right. What's your take, Marcus, if you have one, on your girlfriends and their purse parties? Have you heard about these before? Because we are late coming to this game.
I've heard about them, but I'm pretty much just as clueless as any random straight guy.
Now that's where I think Alex is right, that Ryan is not going down the gay path. He really is going down the girl path.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, he's a mangina.
He's
a mangina.
I don't believe that if this wasn't natural for him that he would have all this information. It would just be too much work for him to try to be like a
Can
girl.
Can you imagine if somebody came to us and said...
He naturally is like this.
If somebody came to us and said, you guys have to appeal to women more, first of all, it's not possible. No, I'm just kidding.
Because women hate us is the one thing we've learned from our ratings.
But second of all, I couldn't, for the life of me, fake the interest in giving away tickets to a purse party.
Well, it's over the top. It's totally pandering. If you guys wanted to appeal to women more, I could book Hugh Jackman tomorrow. Like, that's what, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't have a purse party with
Hugh
Jackman. Let's
have Marcus would like it if Hugh Jackman was on the show.
Do we have a T-shirt from the Shirt Stiller Hurts list that we can give to Marcus for calling in and contributing to the program? Because that's the point of having them, is to have a giveaway for our callers.
Woo-hoo.
Marcus, we don't have a lot. Oh, you'll like Sex in the City. Come on.
Yay.
Right? Cher concert T-shirt? You might be a redneck fisherman if?
Sure.
1995.
Oh, no. Hey. Marcus needs the I Heart Vagina T-shirt that Birma got.
Oh, that's right. He got one
Del
today.
Taco.
All right. Okay, good. You hold on for that. Thank you, Marcus.
Give me that one.
Yeah, I don't. I don't get that. I really don't understand the purse party.
Maybe we should have a sex toy party.
Yeah, but that's different because that would involve sex.
That's better.
Which is fun.
Which is way better.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm. Hmm. All right. Let's go to Kelly in Redondo Beach. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey. What is a better way to get hot chicks to your house than to have a purse party?
Meaning that Ryan is luring in chicks because he's so heterosexual?
Well, no, I don't support Ryan Seacrest in any way, shape, or form.
No, but I'm just saying, what's your take on that? Is that why he's doing it?
Well, it could be. I mean, the only better way would be to have a shoe party.
Oh, let's not get crazy.
Really? A shoe party's good?
You know, the shoe party's coming.
Are we missing out on the shoe parties?
What do women love more than purses?
We love purses and shoes.
We do.
That's true. With Ryan and the hot girls, and we keep saying he's getting these hot chicks, but I don't know when Ryan would even have time to have sex. He's working all the time, so I think he's kind of nothing. He's like a guy with no sex drive.
He's a eunuch.
Yeah,
he is a eunuch.
Well,
that's
what I think
BS,
he is. He's more obsessed with his career than anything else. Miss Cleo really have sex.
Pulled up pictures. I know my eyes are bleeding, but I looked at them from his fourth annual,
we need
whatever.
To block her internet access, don't
he's
we?
He's not even at the party. So he doesn't get to meet any of these women who come. He sends out tranny Ellen Kay.
Oh,
and
he's not
even
hosting
there.
It?
No! He just gives away on there. So he doesn't go to meet the women. He doesn't want to hang around the vagina.
But he sure knows about purses.
But he he's like the biggest faker on the planet.
He probably comes by early and grabs the ones he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he leaves. Gets his man back and then goes
home. How about
a
shirt for Kelly for dialing us up? How about that?
Kelly, would you like the picture of the wheelchair can't beat the parking? Would you like Chris Angel? Would you like No One Cares About Your Blog? Or would you like the 1995 Lake Forest Distinguished School?
Give me the handicap parking.
Handicap parking.
Sure.
All right.
Nice.
Come on. Shirt's still to her. It's in full effect.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. I don't think we're any closer to determining what the hell's going on.
No,
but
we don't know.
But we're closer to determining that Ryan.
So it's K-Rock Instant Request coming up just after about 10 minutes from my next home. So it's a miracle that you're here today, Kevin. You're lucky to be alive. Is that what you're telling us?
I was later than usual. I walked in at the very last second because I had when animals attack at home.
Really?
Yeah. I got up.
You don't have any. You don't have any pets, though.
I have a dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a dog now.
One dog, yeah. But I went outside and started my car, and I saw something in the driveway. So I got out of my car and I went back to look, you know, to see if it was a skateboard or something. And it was a possum
in the driveway.
Yeah,
what was it?
Yeah,
doing?
That's not uncommon in Southern California. They are they're everywhere, but they're pretty. They can be pretty aggressive. I understand.
Yeah, it was just staring me down, is what it was doing. It was like,
really?
Yeah, and what, bitch? I mean, it was really like, what are you gonna do? I'm a possum. And I don't know much about it. The first thought that came to mind was they can be mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
So I tried what you do with a cat to get it to go. I did that, mm-hmm. like the dog whisperer does. But for cats, that usually they turn and run because they're startled. Nothing.
Just stared
just
at you.
Sat there, stared at me. So then
Now he was in your driveway behind your car.
Yeah.
So you couldn't back out.
So you couldn't back out, right?
So then I thought, I'm gonna step toward it. I'm gonna really like fake like I'm running at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll scare it and it'll run away. And I did that. I stepped right toward it and it didn't even register. I mean, it's not like the animal thought this guy might be coming at me and I don't care. The animal was just like,
Bring it.
What do you got?
Oh, my God.
And when I started, like, lunging at it, I realized it didn't care, and then I got scared. I was like, well, now what do I do? I have to find something? So I found a box of just random crap in the garage, and I threw the box at it, and I missed it, and it didn't have to move to get out of the way, but it didn't try to move either.
Wow.
Was it dead, Kevin?
No, it was sitting there.
It sounds like it's just ignoring you.
It was staring. It was staring at me from its little devil eyes.
Wow.
Tonight, it's survival of the fittest. For the first time anywhere, it's man versus beast.
And beast wins.
So I'm thinking, what do I know about possums? I know they're mean. I was looking it up today. When threatened or harmed, they will play possum, which means they look like a dead animal.
Mm-hmm.
Lips are drawn back. Teeth are bared. Saliva foams around the mouth. And a foul-smelling fluid is secreted from the anal glands.
Oh, good.
And by the way, that's its reaction, is to bare its teeth and just to sit there. So then I thought, well, I don't want to run over it, but what do I do? I can't get it to move. And I don't want to get close enough to it for it to bite me, because Lord knows I'd have rabies or whatever.
Right.
Right.
So I got in my car, and I did the same thing as when I lunged at it. I stepped on the gas in reverse and slammed on my brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out, and it was still just sitting there.
Was it stuck to your driveway?
No.
Did it step in chewing gum or something? Clearly, this thing's not moving. There must be a reason.
I'm telling you, it is possessed by Satan. That's the reason.
Is it human, animal, or something in between?
It was a showdown. It was like, I'm a possum and I win. Whatever you have, bring it. And so then I didn't know what to do. And then after I had, you know, gone in reverse and slammed on the brakes, then it sort of just very slowly and nonchalantly, like didn't even matter that I was in its space, just turned and kind of walked away.
But it really made it clear to you that it was walking away because it wanted to, not because of anything that you did. It was just bored with you.
I made it do nothing. It was just like, I can take all you got. Okay, now I'll walk away because I want to.
Because I got somewhere to be.
So, yes, I have someplace more important than you do.
Somebody else's house.
Somebody else to go torment. So now it's, you know, it's. I know it's at my house. So it's waiting for me when I get home, I'm sure. Yeah. It's got its possum, you know, gang member friends.
Waiting at your house, it could be in the backseat of your car right now. It could be waiting for you to come out of work this morning.
Dude.
How funny if Kevin had called us and said, guys, I'm late. I can't get out of my driveway because there's a possum and he won't move.
I really thought, once I got in the car and backed up, I really thought, okay, well, that would scare any animal of any size. It doesn't matter if it's an elephant or whatever. You see something that big coming at you.
You think so.
Self-defense. You'll just get out of the way, but not this possum.
Remember when we took phone calls from people the dumbest reasons that you couldn't get to work?
Yeah, this would have been one.
This would have been it.
This would have been it.
I believed you.
Remember being Blue Jay of Hate? Remember that?
Oh, yes. Blue Jay of Hate tried to kill me on many occasions. Let's talk to Lynn in Covina. She's on line one now. She's got something to say about your killer possum. Hey, Lynn, go ahead.
Hey, just I wanted to tell you guys, you know, there's so many people that think this about possums, and when they have that reaction, where they have their mouths wide open, and they're looking at you like that, it's because they can't see you very well, and they really aren't dangerous.
It could not only see my physical form, it could see my soul. That's what I'm telling you. It was looking deep inside to my soul, and it was telling me, you go to hell, you son of a bitch.
No, you know, you might think that, and I know they're really ugly, but they really are not that dangerous, and I just hate when people do this. I mean, I just had a neighbor just viciously attack one with a shovel, and I was telling him, just leave them alone. They're not.
It was in my driveway, Lynn. It was bothering me. I would have had to run to work. In the story that I told, what should I have done?
I would have just shoot him away.
I tried!
He threw a box at him. You can't try to shoo him away any more obviously than that.
Well, is it because he was blocking your car?
Yes.
Yeah, he was standing in the way.
Well, at first, I was just scared because I think they're dangerous, and no matter what lies Lynn is trying to.
Let me ask you a question. How many people do you know that have been attacked by possums? I'm just wondering.
Personally?
I mean, even anywhere. Where can you show me evidence someone has been attacked by a possum? I have never heard of it.
I haven't really ever heard of that.
I haven't either. But under the circumstances that I said where I tried to get it to move
maybe
five different ways, doesn't
broom,
that scare you?
Maybe if you took a broom and actually just pushed it.
It would have taken the broom and just snapped it over its little beady knee and just would have gone, what else?
We picked them up and held them, and they opened their mouths like that, and that's the only reaction they have. They
sure.
Wow. Their open.
Yeah, I'm being set up now.
But then
right,
you get
just
that gross anal gland smell on
you. Yeah. Listen, Lynn, I'm gonna take your phone number because I have a funny feeling that this confrontation is not over. And I'm going to call you from my home when the thing's on top of me gnawing through my neck, and I'm going to say, now what?
Please do.
All right.
Love that.
All right. I'm honestly going to take her phone number.
Okay.
Kevin's possum had nunchucks. That's how tough his possum was.
It was not.
Beer Mug is on location this morning in beautiful Pasadena. 3566 East Foothill Boulevard is the address of the Del Taco. Let's find out how he's doing out there and what he's doing out there. Hey, Beer Mug. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you, Bean. I'm having a good time out here.
What happened?
Del
Do we
Taco,
not have beer mug?
3566 East Foothill Boulevard. People are bringing all their shirts. It's sure good.
Mug, you sound just like Kevin. What's going on? Where are you?
He just got on the phone. Hey, Mugs.
Hey, hey.
Hi, Mugs.
How's it going? How's collecting the shirts working out for you?
You guys are the gift givers of the world. This is fantastic. People are so generous nowadays.
Wait a minute. We're the gift givers by asking people to give us stuff for free?
We're the gift takers.
You're the gift takers, but you set the whole thing up. It couldn't have been possible without you.
I see.
And by the way, Kevin, if we had not started the Shirts Till It Hurts program because K-Rock is broke and won't buy new t-shirts, we would not have been able to give away the number that we already have today to K-Rock listeners. So it really is already working full circle, providing Dave gets off his ass and mails the ones out that we're giving away.
Yes.
All right.
And
so you have a what?
we have very good shirts coming in. I mean, I think they're getting more ridiculous as people bring more shirts.
Excellent. See, K-Rock won't spring. Oh, too tight. Times are too tough.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to buy any T-shirts, so we're doing shirts till it hurts. It's kind of a charity drive where you bring your crappy T-shirts. We take them, and then we send them out to other listeners.
So they can have crappy T-shirts.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
What have you seen in the last hour since we spoke with you, Mug, that you like?
Well, I have a shirt right here that says, I'm Rick James, bitch.
Oh, strong.
Yeah.
Very timely.
Can
one.
We take any of those? Or
no.
Do we have to give them away?
Yes.
All right.
You have to, yes. Right. You gotta spread the wealth.
What else do you have?
I have one that Mike, for Psycho Mike, would love this one. On the front it says, Extreme Associates 316, referencing like the Bible passage,
right.
Extreme Associates 316. And on the back it says, I just effed your ass.
What?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
There's a story that goes with that, apparently.
That's fantastic.
It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable.
All right. Well, we don't have much time here because we're going to do something else. But Beer Mug, you're going to be out there for another, what, half hour or so?
I'll be there for another half hour. And, you know, we felt so bad because these people are so generous that we started giving Del Taco tacos away.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, that's fantastic. Nice. Thanks to Del Taco. 3566 yes. East Foothill Boulevard in Pasadena. And then go to krock.com to find out where Mug is going to be each day as he is accepting shirts till it hurts. Thanks, Mug.
Thank you, guys.
This is awesome. So we're having the listeners bring us stuff, and then in return, Del Taco is giving them something.
We don't really have to do anything.
We've taken ourselves completely out of the equation.
I'm so confused. All right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, 8:44 Tuesday morning. From time to time, we like to squeeze in an instant request, and this is a good one, I think. Eddie, who says he's been listening to the show for 17 years, is making his first instant request. Kevin, he wants to hear from your personal assistant, Linus, who's been a frequent guest of the Kevin and Bean Show over the years, and my gardener, Jesus. He wants to find out what it's like working for us on the show. Let's make it happen.
Listen up, everyone.
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request.
Instant request.
And I think on line one we have Linus, Kevin's personal assistant. Hi, Linus.
Hello, Kevin at the Kevin and Bean Show. And hello, the other one and the woman. How are you today?
Well, we're fine, Linus. How are things going over at the Ryder Mansion? You've been keeping busy?
As always, so busy taking care of Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show, and of course his wife, Mrs. Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show, and his little Kevin and Kevin and Bean Show children.
Have you seen the possum today?
Yes, I did see the possum. It scared the dickens out of me. I don't know what we're going to do. I have to call the possum police or whoever you call to get possums out of here now.
You don't need to call anybody. I'll take care of it when I get home.
Oh, Kevin, you haven't taken care of anything since Carter was in administration.
All right, Linus, you stand by because we're going to meet my, he's not my personal assistant at all, but he does handle the yard work at my house, Jesus the Gardener on the other line. Good morning, Jesus.
Hello, Mr. Bean. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, Jesus. What's going on at my house?
I am trying very much to keep everything, you know, the way you asked me for with the holidays all coming up. I'm trying to do everything you asked me, but it's hard.
Jesus sounds perhaps overworked.
He's really
a little beaten.
Tired.
He's beaten down.
It's very difficult. For Mr. Bean give me so much list, I have to do all these things.
Bean?
Well, I'm asking him to carve animals out of the bushes because I've got some holiday entertaining going on, and I thought it would be nice for him to do some of that in my yard.
Yes, he wants me to carve a caribou out of a rose bush, and I don't even know what caribou is.
Yeah.
I have to go look on Wikipedia for what caribou is, and it looks like moose, and then I make a moose, and he said, no, that's a moose, that's not caribou, and then he hit me.
He hit you?
Wow.
Really?
Caribou is a little more barrel-chested. I want it to be obvious what it is. Like.
Gotta,
I mean, Jesus.
What'd you call
him? What? What'd you call me?
You call him Lightning?
I think Lightning.
I said Linus is what I call
him. Oh, no, Linus is my dude.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. I'm his, and I'm the Kevin of the Kevin Show, and I just handle Kevin of the Kevin Show's business and no one else's business, the other one, okay? So don't even think about, because I've got no time for you. I know your little friend is complaining about the holiday preparations. You have no idea what it's like at the Ryder household when you have to put that stuff together. I mean, Thanksgiving coming up, I have to find a gold turkey. Where does someone find a turkey made completely of gold? And then what's the point of that? You can't even eat it.
Yeah,
but
that doesn't make any sense.
Kevin of the Kevin Show needs to have a gold, jewel-encrusted turkey on the table for Thanksgiving dinner.
Decoration.
I know, wow. But it's craziness. I'm just trying to. I've gone to three different smelting operations, and they just can't seem to form a ticket of gold. I had to go personally into my own collection of jewelry and go gold for cash and put it in that envelope and send it off to them just to get some money to buy this gold turkey. It's just horrific.
Oh, that's terrible. Hey, is Kevin still having his annual purse party over the holidays?
He isn't, but I certainly am. That's a great idea. Listen, you guys, what a terrific idea for the purse party.
Lytus, have you met my gardener, Jesus? He's on the other line.
Hello, the other one's gardener.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Aw, he's so sad.
Maybe you should lend me out to Bean, because it sounds like that poor son of a bitch needs some help.
Really
that
does.
Poor bastard.
When we met Jesus, he was talking about sending a kidney back home to a family member or something.
My family very poor, and I'm trying to give them, you know, some organs to keep them alive until I can make enough money for Mr. Bean to send home. But he don't pay me so good, so it's not easy to be sending stuff.
Right,
and he asked me now for holidays to dress up a cow as Santa Claus, and I've been doing it all morning, and cows don't like clothing.
Really?
Well, that's why it's a challenge. That's why I asked you to do it, Jesus, because I know you can handle it.
They hit you in the head quite often when you try to put the pants on
and the belt,
and he won't hold the sack of toys, that's for sure. He's a very stubborn cow. And then he want me to put sheep up on his roof and wrap Christmas lights around them for decoration.
Wow. It's going to look cool, though. It's going to look good when you're done.
Sheep are... You think they just follow you, because everyone say you follow you like sheep. But no, sometimes they bite you in the groin.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. But, Jesus, at least I don't pay you much, but I do let you work as many hours as you want. I mean, you're working, what, 100 hours for me this week?
Yes, 100 hours a day. I can't even figure out how you make that work with the sundial you have on the farm there.
I think I'd be willing to loan you Linus for a day.
It sounds like that poor son of a bitch could use some help.
It sure does.
For God's sakes. Right. I mean, I know he's Mexican, but you're working him hard even for a Mexican. That's ridiculous. And I wish I had his problems, frankly.
What?
Kevin of the Kevin of Bitch is making me slide down the chimney this year for his children. It's a small chimney. It's not big. I'm going to have to come down nude and greased in order to get down there.
Well,
you asked for it, mister. Remember that. When you see a big soot-covered nude gay man coming down your chimney.
I just assumed you weren't nude.
The first time you had a gay man come down your chimney, by the way.
All right.
I bet. That's what I'm guessing.
I think it's great that we were able to have both of you on today. Thanks to K-Rock Lister Eddie for hooking up this edition of the Kevin Bean Instant Request.
Thank you, Lisa. 8:53 now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
Queen Latifah needs a new agent. Yeah. She has just been signed as the host for the 35th annual People's Choice Awards. I don't know much about the urban music, as some people call it, but just source me on this. Didn't Queen Latifah at one time used to be a performer, a musician of some kind who sang?
Yeah, she's a very popular rapper.
Songs. Yeah.
That happened a long time ago.
When did she start telling us about bees and hosting the People's Choice Awards? When did she become Kathy Lee Gifford?
She has a varied career. She's interested in a lot of different facets of the entertainment industry.
Well, that girl's fat.
Well, the NAACP just announced she's no longer black.
Really? Yeah. They disowned her?
They stripped her. They stripped her of her blackness.
Wow. From Barbershop 2, all hail Queen Latifah.
They took her card.
You have a card?
Yeah, you got to get a card. You got to register. 35th Annual People's Choice Awards.
That is not a good show.
Oh, gosh. I really hope Mamma Mia wins Film of the Year.
It's nominated, right?
Of course it's nominated. The People's Choice Awards. They can't wait to celebrate 27 dresses in Mamma Mia as best film of the year. Come on!
That's not nominated, though. That was a joke. That was a joke.
It is not a joke.
Wow.
Must be stopped.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Who cares?
I don't know how or why, but it must be stopped. Jessica Alba and Cash Warren, P.I., are ready to celebrate their wedding with family and friends. Of course, a couple eloped to the Beverly Hills courthouse when they tied the knot, but now they're ready to throw a party because Jessica has dropped her foal.
Dropped her
foal.
She
had a baby.
She had a baby.
Had a baby.
Yeah. Right. Whatever. I don't know what those women have.
It's usually not foals.
Are they humans, usually?
Yeah.
Or are they dancer?
Yeah!
Wow.
Man.
Yes!
Wow. They're going to have a big party for friends and family. Now that Jessica will look better in her wedding dress, apparently she has bought an off-white Chanel gown for the December party.
Ryan Seacrest very happy with the choice.
Oh, he went shopping with her.
Yeah,
that looks fabulous on you. A little tight in the bodice. Billy Ray Cyrus has invited Barack Obama's kids to appear on Hannah Montana. Obama said in the past interviews that his 10-year-old daughter Malia is a big fan of the Hannah Montana TV show, and 7-year-old Sasha is as well, and they've been invited to come by and tape the show sometime in April. But Billy Ray Cyrus wouldn't divulge any more than that because he said, I've got to keep a secret.
Huh?
Yeah.
Was he a member of the NSA? What's he talking about?
He let the cat out of the bag, by the way.
Hey, Secret Service. The president got to be black?
Secret Service is great. Thanks. Appreciate it. Tell everybody the kids are going to be on the Hannah Montana set in April.
Yeah. Well,
making
I can't
our life very difficult. Oh, no. Thanks for keeping that secret. We appreciate it. And Paris Hilton had an ugly day at the LAX airport yesterday.
Oh.
She went to go to San Francisco, got to the front of the line there, and then realized she didn't have any ID on her. So apparently she had to show her vagina to the security guard, and he said, yeah, I recognize
that's
you now.
That's it.
I saw that video. Yeah, wait, let me look through this green lens. That is you.
Think you got a raw deal?
Yeah, I do.
Get right on board, Ms. Hilton.
By the way, none of us could show up without ID and be allowed on a plane. You just cannot fly without ID post 9/11, right?
She had to fill out a ton of paperwork and had to be fully searched by several male security guards. But apparently, they did let her on. She was able to board on time.
I think you're right, Bean. I don't think it's even an option for us.
Yeah. And she got her 17 pieces of luggage on board as well.
I know how I am, so that's fine.
17 pieces of luggage is an exaggeration.
No, it's not. 17 pieces of luggage to go to San Francisco.
Wow.
She was going through
she's
the screening process.
She's going, moving there?
Sex toys, sex toys, sex toys, sex toys, sex toys. All right, they're all clear. Go, Steve, go. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Stanley Tucci is 48 years old today. Demi Moore turns 46. Not bad for a 46-year-old, boys and girls.
Yeah,
not at
all.
Demi
Moore. Calista Flockhart is 44. Carson Kressley from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. He is the most successful of all the Queer Eyes.
Okay.
He is 39 years old today. Leonardo DiCaprio is 34. And also, a guy whose name you may not know, Jim Petterick. He was the lead singer for a band called Survivor many years ago.
I remember that guy. Sure.
He turns 58 today, but you probably know him better as the singing voice of the Bud Light commercials. Remember those real men of genius?
Love those commercials.
That dude?
Yeah.
He's that dude. And if I remember correctly, it seems like only yesterday when he was in the studio and he and the guy who does the narration for those commercials made a very special Kevin and Bean Bud Light commercial.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute Kevin and Bean, KROQ Morning Geniuses.
KROQ Morning Geniuses.
Bean, anyone who lives on an island with sheep, cows, and goats needs to get a life. A different one.
Cows won't steal your beer.
Kevin, the best way for you to concisely communicate an intellectual thought is to actually have one.
Conjunction function.
What do a guy who owns a pink toaster and loves Norway and a guy with odd blonde hair who likes to test drive other people's cars have in common? I haven't the slightest idea.
I don't know either.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, you two nut bars. Without you as a standard, how would we ever determine who's nuts and who's not?
Just what's up with Norway?
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
How about that?
Kevin Bean, real man of genius.
Is that the original lead singer of that band?
That's the lead singer of Survivor, yeah.
Who has a less known name?
Jim
that
Petter.
Was a huge singer.
Yeah.
I've never heard. I mean, when you said his name, it didn't, of course,
ring any bells.
It didn't ring any bells, but I wouldn't imagine it didn't for anyone else.
I just knew my Survivor. I didn't know who the lead singer was.
That's weird.
They didn't have that many hits. They had a couple, I guess. Top
for Survivor.
I know.
The Eye of the Tiger.
You know Survivor.
It was the Eye of the Tiger.
But they were Survivor. All right. That's all I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. Anyone want to say goodbye?
Thank you, Ralph.
Oh, is okay. This is where we jump in?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to thank our...
Especially when I stopped talking.
Bean was physically stretching.
Talking.
He had his hands behind his head.
I'm ready.
Oh, this is we are done. We'll come back this afternoon. We're done now for the morning.
Right.
Let me thank our special guest, John Noble, very fine actor from the TV show called Fringe, back after 2 weeks off tonight at 9 on the Fox Network. Check that out, if you will. And tomorrow, I think we got another special guest coming in the show, right?
Hell of a guest. We have Ed Begley Jr.
Oh, yes!
Come on.
I love the Begs.
He's the best.
I wonder how he'll get here. I wonder what type of vehicle he'll drive.
He'll run.
And this afternoon on Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, we have a very special show for you as well, because we not only have your tickets to see Metallica that we're going to be giving away in that hour, but we're going to explain to you, the fine correct listeners, why we have all become terrified of Ralph. Why Ralph
Stop it.
Well, we won't even open an email from the guy anymore. No. I mean, that's how bad it's gotten.
If you're not bad, you have nothing to fear from me.
Let me tell you what happened. Just a little sketch of what happened. And it happened all separately. No one talked. But everybody,
we should tell people the story at 5 o'clock. All right. We should save it. Save it for 5 o'clock.
All right. Ralph is a very bad and very scary man. You don't want him to be friends with you. That's like the worst thing that can ever happen to you if
he's
you're friends with Ralph.
He's the possum of the
people
human
don't want to be
world.
Friends with me, apparently, is the problem.
All right. We'll explain that this afternoon, but don't go anywhere. Cat Corbett's next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including some Weezer, also Nirvana, Finger 11, Chili Peppers, Offspring, and more right after this on the World Famous.
You are listening to the World Famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde show, which means the 5th of Tard, I believe.
I think you're right about that. Yesterday, we debuted this here on K-Rock. It's Kevin and Bean for 1 hour, all new, between 5 and 6. And I want to thank the K-Rock listeners that called in with such support. Like the guy who called yesterday and said, who are these guys? I want to listen to some goddamn music. The other caller who said, in the morning, I'm not quite up, so Kevin and Bean are okay. Now that I'm awake in the afternoon, I realize these guys really blow bad idea K-Rock. So we want to thank you for the overwhelming support. We've heard it, and we are thankful for it.
There's a lot of reaction to the election now that it's finally over, and we have a president. It's President Obama. One of the people who's reacting is Hustler publisher Larry Flint.
Oh, what did he have to say?
Larry.
As you know, he was super outspoken against the Republicans.
Sure.
Maybe more than anyone.
Yeah. He's trying to dig up dirt on Bush.
He says President-elect Barack Obama's authoritative win in yesterday's historic election proves, if nothing else, that optimism in the United States is not dead. And then he goes on to talk about the new America and his ideas for how America should be.
Oh.
Well, with the Democrats coming in and having a president in both houses of Congress in January, I imagine it'd be golden times for Mr. Flint. Let's find out what kind of stuff he has in mind for 2009. Hey, Larry, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Afternoon, Kevin Bean. How are you?
Very good. You must be very excited after that election, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I think all of America is happy that we're going to have some change in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there were millions and millions and millions of Americans who voted for Senator McCain as well. I mean, it's hardly a mandate, Larry.
F them.
Right now, but
we're in control now. We're going to see some changes in this country for the better.
Now, that's my question, is because when people are running for the president, they tend to promise the world.
Yeah.
What changes actually happen, I guess we're going to have to wait and see. But
well, I have lots of ideas for President Obama to make some positive changes.
You have ideas for him.
First of all, make a constitutional amendment saying that you can't prosecute anyone for lifestyle crimes.
Oh, I see. In other words, like the recent controversy over the gay marriage in California, you would eliminate that with your constitutional amendment.
More than that, I make drugs legal.
Okay.
And have the government distribute them.
Have the government distribute
them.
Yeah. We're always complaining about the deficit and we don't have enough tax revenue.
That's true, by the way.
So let's make some money off of drugs. Make a U.S. post office / hash den.
That would certainly be controversial.
Pick up your mail, smoke a bowl.
Okay.
The DMV, go down to renew your license and have an eight ball.
I wouldn't have any problem with that. So far, I'm on board with the new agenda, Larry.
The government agencies like the FBI, they have offices throughout the country. You're calling the FBI want some heroin.
Okay.
To have a war on drugs, we should fight a war with drugs.
With
you airdrop some bales of Primo OG Kush on Al Qaeda, they're not going to be trouble anymore.
That makes
going to be watching.
That makes good sense, but then you know it's going to be hard for the Americans to get rid of that if it's premier. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. Well, it's just in the green crack. Okay, that's pretty good weed. Too.
Okay,
and more money making ideas. Two words: government whores.
Government whores.
Yeah.
How would that work?
Governments would open whorehouses. The government, U.S., would run whorehouses.
Wow.
And you go there, and it doesn't matter, women, men, gay. You keep Republicans out of the airport bathroom stalls and in session more. They could just go and have safe whore sex.
Well, do you have any idea if President-elect Obama is hearing what you're saying? Are these ideas being run up any kind of a flagpole, Larry?
Oh, absolutely. I suggested the government whores, and he said we could pay for missile silos with other missile silos.
Okay, I think I do.
I'm just afraid the U.S. government could screw up screwing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The government is not good with stuff. That is true.
Obama's coming over today to talk about it with me, so we're going to have...
Obama's coming to...
Hold on. I got to get up and get the door.
No. Larry, you can't... Don't try to get up. Larry? This is... Every time. He doesn't learn. Why doesn't he know?
God.
I'd like to make another change in the world. That's the one that I could walk.
106.7, ow. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
Yay, you said it correctly.
Thank you.
We have a civil war breaking out here on the Kevin and Bean Show, which normally can be found weekday mornings from 5 till 9 a.m. and now on from 5 till 6 weekdays too. But I don't know how much longer this group of people can stay together because there seems to be a lot of tension in the room ever since Ralph sent out his Evite last week. What's going on? What's going on?
It's a gangbang.
Here's what happens.
People are just everyone is conspiring against me.
Dave the King of Mexico came in a couple of days ago and opened his email program like he does. No problem, no worries, not thinking about anything. And then he saw a particular email and he freaked. And he said, What do I do? I can't click on it. What do I do? And then
just
Alex
read the email.
And then Alex had the same thing. She opened up her email program. She saw the email and she was like, oh no.
What was the email that had them all so scared?
It was an Evite.
It was horrible. It was a horrible email.
Ralph and Carrie invite you to their Christmas party.
To our annual holiday Christmas party.
Now,
can you imagine the horror of receiving that?
It's your fault.
Of someone being invited to my home for a party. Can you imagine
how difficult
it must have been for them?
Here's the difference.
To be included in the festivities.
A lot of people send out Evites, but you can tell when people look at them. And last year for Ralph's Christmas party, he demolished every person. He was in their face. Why aren't you replying to my Evite? Everybody was like, I don't know what to do.
You had to respond within 24 hours or less.
Oh, BS. Weeks were going by. That's why I said to people, you looked at this 3 weeks ago. Can you please tell me whether or not you're coming to my party? That's all I want to know.
It was a little shorter than that. You wanted an answer like right away.
It was three minutes.
And in truth, we were all trying to find something better. But he wouldn't
then
give us time.
No. Then say no, you're not coming.
I don't know yet. We might not find something.
This is my point. You people are not nearly that important that a month out you can't figure out what's going on in your lives.
But here's my point. Isn't there a little bit of a problem if Dave and Alex both felt like the world was collapsing on them when they saw they got an Evite from you? They didn't know the date or anything.
If they were responsible humans, then it wouldn't have been a problem for them. But because they know, they slack.
No, and then Cleo got it, and we asked her if she would open it so we could see the date before we actually opened it. And she wouldn't do it either.
That's the problem is Ralph can tell when you open the Evite, so he's all over you. People don't want to open
it. As the sender, if you look at the master Evite, they do say, you know, this person received and read it on such and such date. They give you the list of people you've invited, and you get to see who's seen your email. Just in case you send it out, and maybe you've got the wrong email address or something, people don't get it.
Or if you're the Nazi Evite police, and you want to attack people you work with.
I'm just saying.
You don't understand. It was like watching the video from The Ring. Once I opened it, I'm like, oh my God, I got 7 days! No!
And then Omar comes in, hey, I got Ralph's Evite, but I don't want to open it. You're like, I know!
Lisa open it.
Omar, by the way, is spinning at my party. Woo! He will be there. Whoa. He'll be our DJ. He won't do my wedding, but he'll do my Christmas party. Apparently.
I'll open it now.
No, I'm taking you off the list. No. F you. You're not even welcome.
Guys, I have a question. This is Bean, and I've been kind of listening.
Bean, the first person to respond to my Evite, by the way, was Bean.
Because he just says no.
See, man who knows his mind. I appreciate that.
Well, that's my question. This is what I'm having trouble understanding, why there's all this drama. Dave, I'll use you as an example. When you saw the Evite, why didn't you just open it and then think, oh, is that something I want to go to? And am I likely to be in town? And maybe when we'll be able to go and just click yes, and no, if no. Why is it drama?
I'm going to want to go, but I just got another date. But if I open it and not respond, then he's going to kill me.
The date's on the invite.
I know.
So how can you can't open it and say, wow, I've given you a month's advance warning.
Do you know what his calendar looks like?
That's what I'm saying. It's Dave, the King of Mexico. Here's his option.
I got 10 things.
Watch TV or go to a party.
All right.
His only choices.
All right. I'm going
to
click maybe.
If you'd rather watch TV, then just say no.
I'm going to put maybe. Because Ralph doesn't like maybe.
I'm going to click maybe.
BS.
Wait a minute. Maybe's one of the options.
Maybe I go. Maybe is bullshit.
Listen,
that's one of the options.
I told Ralph I was going to click maybe.
The weakest of all options.
Because I happen sorry, to have a lot of parties in December, and I want to try
then
to hit
go
a couple.
To them. Then go to them. We don't need you at the party. We're just asking if you want to come.
I do.
If you have other
parties,
go to those parties.
Because if I RSVP,
Or commit to coming to my party. Do one or the other.
If I RSVP, yes, and I start at another party and can't make it to your party because I've had too much spiked eggnog,
he will take you out.
Well, don't be a drunken whore and curtail your drinking and make sure you can get there if you commit to it.
I'm sorry everybody has to hear this.
It's not that important.
This is our second day of Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde in the afternoon. We're usually on in the morning. We are on this hour. We're sorry you have to hear this ugliness, but Ralph must be stopped.
No, just do it. Just make a choice, people. It's not that hard. The busiest person at this station, Amy, our promotions director,
yes,
said, thank you for giving me a month's notice. I can finally look at my calendar. I've got that night free. Here, this is my yes response. I can't wait to be at your party.
Doesn't it bother you?
She's the busiest person here.
Doesn't it bother you that everyone that received that broke out in a sweat?
Doesn't it bother them that they are such losers they can't tick yes or no in a box?
There's just not a party atmosphere coming from you right now.
Then don't come.
Why would we? It's very simple.
Just click no.
By the way, if you just vote no on eight.
If you show up 5 minutes late, he will punch you.
No, it's open all night long. Right. You can come and go anytime you like, of course. It's a very welcoming atmosphere.
The holidays like Ralph's holiday party.
These people have been to my house for this party and had a blast.
They know they
still can't bring themselves to say yes.
I'm just saying.
What is wrong?
I don't know. I might be in Vegas for the fight. I don't know. The De La Hoya fight's that night. I might be there. Yeah. I might be in Los Angeles.
That's true. You might spend $1,500 on a ticket for the De La Hoya fight, Dave.
Who's the fight? I want to be in Vegas. It's awesome.
No matter what we choose,
it's wrong. Then go to Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas.
And make up your mind.
I don't want to make up my mind right
now. See, that's it. You don't want to make up your mind. So F you. It's not my fault that you're paralyzed.
What if I get a room
last minute? You're too lazy to make up your mind.
You're allowed to RSVP within a week of a party. That is polite. Within a week.
That's BS.
I don't need to RSVP three weeks out.
So I'm going to invite a couple. I'm going to invite 100 people to my house, and a week from then, I'm going to decide how much food the caterer should bring or how much booze I should buy.
Well, that's rude. Then you should put on the invitation, please RSVP by a date.
Why do I have to remind people to make a choice?
Please RSVP within 30 seconds and make it the right one, or I'm going to kick your ass, is what it should say.
It's going to be a lot easier because this guest list is getting a lot smaller.
Guys, don't you see this is just what the terrorists want us to do? The war is out there, man, out there.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde.
A few minutes ago, we gave away tickets to see Metallica at the Forum. We'll have them for you every day this week between 5 and 6 on K-Rock, and we'll be playing something from the new Metallica CD coming up next here on the world-famous K-Rock. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday. What's going on, Argar?
By the way, we got a winner. No more phone calls. People are
can you stop calling now?
They can stop calling.
Okay.
The poor kids in the other room are losing their minds. Let's talk about politics, shall we? Guess you had enough in the past 2 years. President-elect Barack Obama to take office in January.
I don't like him on the fact that he's black.
Well, sure, come on. Stop it. I'll tell you someone who feels quite the opposite, little Miss Lindsay Lohan. She is thrilled at the result of the election. And so much so, she said the following. Please listen closely to Access Hollywood.
And I know you were a really big Obama supporter, so tell me what that night meant for you.
It was really exciting. It's an amazing feeling. It's our first, colored president, so that's like, I'm so thrilled to be a part of, the country while that's going on, and that actually came into vision. So it's great.
Yes, and I'm so happy to be part of a country that came into vision. People using the word colored still to describe
Is that what she said? He's our first colored president, is what she said?
Yeah. She said, he's our first colored president.
Huh. I'm sure she meant well.
I'm sure she did, too.
She meant not white?
Here's why actresses need scripts. This is what I'm telling you. This is what should happen.
Hello there.
I'm so glad that came into vision in this country and he's colored. And I firmly believe my morning milk comes from cats. Speaking of Lindsay Lohan, she's a little confused not only about the proper words to use to describe African Americans, but her sexuality as well. She did an interview with Harper's Bazaar magazine saying that while she loves her girlfriend Samantha Ronson, she is not a lesbian.
The salute to tuna.
Then the reporter asked, well, then you're bisexual. And her answer was, maybe.
Is this difficult?
Had sex with dudes? Having sex with a woman?
I didn't come over here to eat tacos.
I think maybe you can safely answer yes to the bisexuality question, Lindsay Lohan.
Why does that question scare her?
If bisexuality sent Lindsay Lohan an Evite,
I'm saying she could easily check the yes box
she'd go
and
with
then
maybe.
Send it right back.
She'd go with maybe.
That's what I'm saying she could do. Douchebag. And Barack Obama's kids, it's good to be the daughters of the president. They are going to appear on Hannah Montana. Barack has said in past interviews that Malia, his 10-year-old girl, is a huge fan of Hannah Montana. So Billy Ray Cyrus has invited both of his kids, Malia and 7-year-old sister Sasha, to appear on the TV show.
And I got new black kids.
That's what he said. They're going to be on the show. The show tapes sometime in April, but he wouldn't divulge anything else because he says he's got to keep it a secret. So let's see. They're going to be on Hannah Montana, and it's going to happen in April. But other than that,
what else is there?
He's going to juggle them.
Did you give out all the details already?
I'm not quite sure.
Boy, that would be awesome to be the kids of the president. You could just point at a TV show and go, Dad,
that.
I mean, first of all, I don't think that's going to happen. I can't remember ever a presidential kid showing up on a TV show. I just don't think that happens. But you're right, Kevin. If they like the Jonas Brothers, they could ask Daddy to invite the Jonas Brothers to the White House, and all of a sudden they got themselves a birthday party. I mean, sure.
Are you calling Billy Ray Cyrus a liar, Bean? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, I'm just saying. Want them to be on the show. Maybe good publicity for the TV show. I doubt very seriously that the Obamas are going to let that happen.
But they're little
kids. As those girls are, you usually want to keep them out, away from the cameras as much as possible.
I don't get that at all. We'll see in April. We'll see who's right and who's wrong.
We're not going to be paying attention to this in April.
I'm backing Billy Ray Cyrus on this one.
Are you?
That's what I'm saying.
Black president.
Yeah. Even Rodney said black. Rodney's smarter than Lindsay Lohan when it comes to talking to the president.
Here is what's sort of funny is that all white people are afraid to reference him. That seems like. It's like, what do you say? Do you say black? Well, is that the acceptable term? Lindsay said colored. I'm sure she didn't mean it that way, but she was just flustered.
Well, color is really the bottom of the list.
I know it is, but
unless it's 1957.
But I don't think very many people really mean it as a slight. It's just you're scared because you've been called a racist your whole life.
You still refer to him as chocolate face, right?
You have as well.
I call him the boy. Hey, that boy is president. Is that wrong? Is that right or wrong?
Be wrong.
I got to check with somebody.
Be wrong.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Stanley Tucci. He's 48 years old today. What a funny, funny actor he is. What did I see him in most recently? He was in the ER, I guess. He played the head of the ER. He did a stint on that show.
Very great story.
Oh, you got work.
Wow. Exciting story.
I'm just trying to give people a frame of reference of where they know Stanley Tucci from.
Ralph.
You know where else he was? He was in that movie, Fuck You, Bean.
Come on.
He was the star of that. He was the star. That's what I remember. That was his best performance.
It's an even better story.
Yeah.
This afternoon show is not going to last.
Well, if you're going to let me drink between shows, this is what you're going to get. Demi Moore is 46 years old today. Calista Flockhart is 44. And Leonardo DiCaprio is 34 years old today. Of course, a huge star now. Most recently, you saw him in Body of Lies. Titanic made him a big star. But before Titanic, he has starred in a little film which involved men who hug.
Yes.
And here's a scene. Leonardo hugging a guy. I think this guy's hugging him from behind. Or maybe Leonardo was hugging him from behind.
You're going to think we're making this up. I don't remember the name of it, but this is a
we do this every time.
It's Eclipse or something.
It's a true...
Total Eclipse of the Heart. Yeah, that was it. Bonnie Tyler stars.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio. I believe he's the catcher as well. He's not just... You know what I mean? It's not pleasant.
Why are you so harsh with me? Because you need it. Isn't it enough for you to know that I love you more than I've ever loved anyone? But I will always love you.
You know, I'm very fond of you.
Do you love me?
What?
Yes.
All right, enough of that.
I don't think there's any pigs in the movie.
I think Bean added the pigs.
Yeah.
Everything else was cut.
Everything else was real.
Novice. Just relax.
Total Eclipse. Go with that.
Total Eclipse.
You want to read it?
Total Eclipse.
Total Eclipse of my butt. That's what it's called. Total Lunar Eclipse.
All right, you guys. We're out of time. Thank you, Ralph.
And out of talent. I'm Ralph Thurman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
I want to invite you to stick around for our pal, Nick Cole, who must be so proud to be following this hour.
Private Eye.
Shiny Toy Guns will be part of her 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, plus Rise Against the Offspring and Weezer right after this. I'm